High School Football is on the air on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. And this is the Locker Room Show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to High School Football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. The Saints of Sia Bluehawks at home tonight against the Southern Valley Eagles. Carl Tesmer joins us on the pregame show, the head football coach of the Saints of Sia Bluehawks. Coach, first of all, I'm sure the guys have really had a good week of practice coming off that very nice win at Sutton last week. That was just a great effort by your kids.
Well, it was a real nice win for us, Blaine. And, you know, it does make practice a lot easier the next week. There's no doubt about it. But unfortunately, Friday comes around. You got to play again. I shouldn't say unfortunately, but you can't live off the last game, I guess. And you have to be ready the next week, and things change, and football goes on.
Yeah, you're coming off that win, Coach. But really, that could be, you know, that's kind of a season turner. This was a real good Sutton ball club. You guys beat them at their place, 21-14. It was just these kids probably really learned a lot, really maybe come of age a little bit last week?
I think so. You know, we've been waiting for it, and we were a little slow coming around, and I thought we'd be a little further along even by the time we played Blue Hill, and we just didn't seem to get there. And maybe the Superior game was a kind of a confidence builder for us too, but we certainly played well at Sutton, and they have a nice team. There's no doubt about it. It was a real physical game, but I thought our people stayed on their assignments pretty well. And then it was just hard. It was just hard to play. They're tough. They're physical. And just a good old-fashioned hard-nosed football game. And win or lose, you know, we at least answered the challenge.
I know it was certainly a team effort, but I know you were especially happy maybe with that defensive effort, because they have some great offensive players at Sutton, and the defense really played well.
Well, it did, and then you take a couple of big, big plays, which is, you know, that's always going to happen. You know, Wiseman, he's going to get loose, and he did. He got loose twice, and they have other people that can do it too. But, you know, anytime you play a team that has that capability, the only thing you can hope for is that you try to play well enough throughout the game that you're going to give one or two of those up and not anymore.
Well, a lot of those guys, of course, that play defense, play offense. They were working their tails off on defense, but they came back offensively and answered every challenge that Sutton threw their way. So the stamina, your guys must be in pretty good shape. The offense did a good job, too.
They really did. And, you know, a lot of those people, like you said, Blaine, are playing both ways. And you've got Willard in there and Schmidt in there and Sheehy, of course, and Ernst and O'Keefe. And, you know, we just have a lot of people there that are playing both ways. And then in the secondary, I felt like our people out back there played pretty well. So, you know, it was a game where, you know, we had to play well. If we don't, we get beat bad. And we played very, very well. And as you said, kind of a confidence builder for us, although this Southern Valley team is going to come in. They're a little different kind of football team, but they're going to play us tough and come at us with a lot of different things too.
Yeah, I know that next week's another big one. This is a district game here tonight. But this one's what's on the docket tonight, Coach. You certainly cannot overlook the Southern Valley Eagles, because this is going to be a tough one tonight.
Well, it really is. You know, on the record, really, I thought they'd come in here about 4-1, and they dropped some games to some good teams. And they had a lot of kids back from last year. I think they had 9 starters back on offense and defense. And they really played us tough up there. And Brulliette was hurt, and Grapple had to carry the loaded eye back, and we got in black, and we didn't get a whole lot going, but we were able to maintain ball control, and I think that's a key for us tonight. If we can just kind of keep the ball and move it and maintain some kind of possession on the clock, then it makes it a little easier for our defense.
Okay, we're going to talk more about this game tonight in specifics after this timeout in tonight's pregame show.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Welcome back to tonight's pregame show before the Saints to see Bluehawks, the Southern Valley Eagles high school football here tonight. Carl Tesmer joins us, the head football coach of the Saints to see Bluehawks. kind of problems Southern Valley? You talked a little bit about them, Coach, before the break, but kind of problems they present offensively and defensively.
You know, they've changed their look a little bit, and I like what they're doing. I like their change. They've got a couple of really nice running backs, and, you know, they're in the shotgun. They don't have a tight end. They're always back. They're always off the line, and they run a lot of read stuff and zone read stuff and read option, and then they can throw the ball well. I was very impressed. You know, a lot of it's kind of a hit stuff or maybe a slant every now and then or a back out of the backfield, but they mix it up well enough. They've got a nice group of receivers. They really do, Blaine. And I we're concerned a little bit about the perimeter and you know, playing the hitch and then playing the take. The deep ball is what you always worry about, and they're capable of doing that. And so, you know, they're a little bit more wide open. Last year they were in that diamond set, that power set, and, you know, they were coming right at you a lot. This year they're kind of a little more finesse team, and they've got the people to do it.
Defensively, you think they're going to maybe crowd that line of scrimmage and force you to put the ball in the air, kind of want you to throw the ball because they know you're going to try to establish that running game?
You know, they have done that in the past, and they come, you know, the defense kind of pretty much is what they've done. You know, I must have kept the defensive coordinator there for the last 10 years because it's still pretty much a lot of the same stunts, you know. In fact, they're not afraid to send both inside linebackers, and then they bring the weak side backer in BNC gap or bring him outside. And, you know, it seemed like they've always got something going, and so they keep you honest that way. And basically, you've got to be able to run the ball right at them. You know, they've got some size at one defensive tackle, and the other kid isn't quite as big, but he's real quick, and they stun him a lot. And so from what we've seen, we're going to see a lot of blitzes out of them. Their quarterback's an outstanding inside linebacker. So if we can pick people up and just kind of get to the line of scrimmage without getting hit in the backfield right away, I think we're going to get some yards.
This team coming off last week's win and now tonight and then next week and the one after, we're in the second half of the season, Coach, but I'm sure that confidence level is really there for your kids. And this is a big one tonight because you can really sustain and continue some momentum here tonight.
Well, it is. And, you know, every week's big, and this is even bigger because we come off a nice win and we don't want the letdown. We want to continue to improve and show that we're for real, and we're playing another tough football team that can get you if you're not ready, and then of course next week's Donovan and Thayer Central. So we're in the heart of things, and you know, we'd like to continue to win and try to get in a situation where if we do qualify for the playoffs, we're at home. But I see the game tonight is almost just as critical or crucial as any of the others that we've played.
Coach, is it any problem? I mean, you have to get it into the kids' heads that this is the game tonight, and this is the only one we need to worry about. I mean, it's how hard is that sometimes?
Oh, very hard. You know, I think the last time we had that type of attitude, we went over to Blue Hill, and everybody knows what happened there. And, you know, we had confidence going. We had beaten Ravenna, you know, the week before and kind of looked good. And then we went over there, and you know, they knocked us around. That's all there is to it. And maybe we learned a lesson there. I'm not sure, but I know that we've talked about that let down being there and that possibility, but Southern Valley is a team that, you know, I think our kids have enough respect for them. They know they're going to play. They played hard last year. They're the kind of team that no matter what the score is, they're coming after you.
All right, Coach. Good luck tonight. Appreciate your time, and we'll talk after it's over. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Blaine.
That's Carl Tesmer, head football coach of the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Stay tuned. Play-by-play coming up. High school football, St. Cecilia and Southern Valley. That's next.
You've been listening to The Locker Room Show on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. Stay tuned. Play-by-play coverage is straight ahead.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
High school football starts now. Brought to you by Platte River Radio Sports.
Fresh off a victory against the number one ranked team in Class C2, the St. Cecilia Bluehawks look to continue flying high as they play host to Southern Valley tonight on the hallowed grounds of Duncan Field. Now Southern Valley, a much improved football team, and they'll look to give the Big Blue a fresh taste of their new offense. It's a Class C2 clash here at Duncan Field. Eagles, Bluehawks, who will soar? To find out, we go live to Duncan Field for the call of tonight's game. Here's Blaine Bulis.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to a breezy Duncan Field in Hastings for high school football tonight. The St. Cecilia Bluehawks at home to the Southern Valley Eagles tonight. The Bluehawks at 4-1 on the year. The Southern Valley Eagles with 2 wins and 3 losses on the football season. The St. Cecilia Bluehawks coming off that win at Sutton last week, 21-14. Southern Valley defeated Wood River by the score of 24-6 last week. The St. Cecilia football team coming in averaging 342 yards a game on the season, 272 on the ground, and that'll be one of the main focuses tonight. The Bluehawks will try to establish that running game as they always try to do, and to they have not thrown the ball that much, and they hope to get the running game going again here tonight as we're about ready to kick off here at Duncan Field. And the guy who does about everything for Southern Valley, Alex Kalp, into the football. Southern Valley deferred to the second half, and they kick it off down to Patrick Herman at the 5. 10, 15, 20, 25 to the 30. 35, he's out to about the 37, 38-yard line. Past the 40, and Herman drags a couple of tacklers with him, and he gets the football out to the about the 42-yard line. First down and 10 yards to go for St. Cecilia, as they will have Cannon Howell at quarterback. The running backs will be Patrick Herbin, the I back, and Tyler Wilnert is the fullback. And Avery Driscoll will be the slot back. Two wide receivers, Jeff Cato out, and Avery Driscoll for St. Cecilia from the I. The handoff to the fullback, Wilnert, straight up the middle, and no gain there. And it's going to be second down and 10 yards to go for the Bluehawks on their own 42-yard line. Again, St. Cecilia coming into this contest, averaging 342 yards a game. And the Bluehawks at 272 of those yards on the ground this evening. Southern Valley has given up an average of 20 points a game. They scored about 18 a game. And St. Cecilia on this season has been scoring. As Patrick Herman carries it for 2 to the 44-yard line. And it's going to be third down and 8 yards to go for St. Cecilia on their own 44-yard line. So third and 8 at the 44-yard line for the Bluehawks. And here's the keeper by Cannon Howell. He's at the 45 to the 50, real close to the first down, and we'll see if the Bluehawks got it on that third down and 8. Cannon Howell running the football. And it's going to be just short. It's going to be fourth and about a yard. So the quarterback Howell in the option got 5, but just not enough for the first down. And it's going to be fourth down and about a yard to go for St. Cecilia. As Cannon Howell got 7 on that play, and it's fourth and a yard, and Patrick Herman will drop back and punt for St. Cecilia. They're past midfield, but the Bluehawks will go 3 and out here, and the punt by Herman's going to be near sideline. It's going to be out of bounds. Not very far in the punt. The officials say it's out about the, they're walking it up the field. It's going to be past the 30-yard line, all the way up to about the 35-yard line, and that's where the Southern Valley Eagles will start, first and 10. On their own 36-yard line. So 3 and out for St. Cecilia, and the Southern Valley Eagles out there on their offense, and they are led by the quarterback, the junior Jeremiah Perkins. The running backs are Christian Lewis, a junior, and Dylan Brooks, a senior. The wide receiver and another running back, the all-around Mr. Everything, Alex Kalp, for the Eagles, and they will be in the shotgun, as Coach Tesmer said in the pregame show, pretty much every play. There's the handoff to the running back this time, Christian Lewis, and he runs from the 36-yard line to about the 37-yard line. A pickup of only 1 there for Christian Lewis, second down and 9 yards to go
Lewis getting one there. Second and nine for the Eagles. So Lewis, the 150-pound junior, 5'6". The quarterback is Perkins. Dylan Brooks, the 220-pound senior, also in that backfield for Southern Valley. Two wide receivers, three wide receivers out in motion. Goes Calc. He's in motion. Comes this way. There's the handoff again to Brooks. Not much there. No gain. Third down. Back to the 37. No gain there. Third and nine for the Eagles at their own 37-yard line. So no gain on that play for Lewis. The Saints will see out on defense this evening now for the first time. Third down and 9 yards to go for the Southern Valley Eagles. The football at their own 37-yard line. Three wide receivers to the right. They're all together on that right side. One to the left. Perkins wants to throw on third down. Does long down the field. It's going to be intercepted. Two Blue Hawks there. And catching the football on the interception for St. Cecilia is going to be Avery Driscoll. Avery Driscoll on the interception as the Blue Hawks force the first turnover of the football game. Southern Valley throws the interception. And Avery Driscoll with that interception, he was back there along with another Blue Hawk, and Driscoll came down with it for the interception, and St. Cecilia will have it first down and 10 yards to go at their own 23-yard line. There's the handoff, the quarterback keeper is Howell. No gain there. First down and 10 at the 22. Second down and 10 at the 22. Cannon Howell, no gain there. Second and 10 at the 22-yard line for St. Cecilia. So Blue Hawks had their second possession of this first quarter on a breezy night and a very chilly night here at Duncan Field. The winds are beginning, though, to die down, and it's going to turn out to be probably a lovely evening here at Duncan Field. There's the toss to Herman. The 25-yard line, maybe just short of the 25 on the toss play there. Not much room there. A pickup, they'll move the football out to about the 24, pickup of only two, and it's going to be third down and eight for St. Cecilia at the 24-yard line. Third and eight, Blue Hawks, as they face another third and long here. Cannon Howell has thrown the ball only 29 times in the five games for 332 yards, three touchdowns for St. Cecilia's in the shotgun this time. And it will roll to his right. Pass play to Herman on the near side on a kind of a screen pass there, out past the 25 to the 26. That's going to be well short of the first down. And Herman catches the ball but moves it out only to the 26, a pickup of two. And St. Cecilia will make it fourth down and 6 yards to go at the 26-yard line. So a pickup of only two on that pass play. And it's fourth and six for St. Cecilia. And Patrick Herman, who averages just under 40 yards a punt, will punt it away once again for St. Cecilia. Fourth and about six at the 26-yard line. And there's the punt again. Wobbly punt to the near sideline. It's going to go out of bounds again as the wind's kind of blowing across the field from the west to the east. And the officials will walk up and spot it at the 48-yard line of Southern Valley. So the Eagles will have it first and 10, their second possession. First and 10 at their own 48-yard line. So two punts have been kicked out of bounds by St. Cecilia in good field position again. Out to the 49-yard line they'll spot it. Southern Valley's own 49, and they have the football for the second time in this first quarter. We are scoreless with 6:48 to go in period number one. And Perkins, the quarterback in the shotgun for the Southern Valley Eagles. Perkins wants to throw. Looked left, throws to his right. It's going to be caught for a short gain out there catching the football. To number 14. Hunter Quinn, number 24, catches the ball. It's to the 48-yard line of St. Cecilia. Pick up a three on the play. Second down and 7 yards to go at the St. Cecilia 48-yard line. 3-yard gain on the play, and there's the handoff, and nothing there this time. Christian Lewis moves it up to the 47. He got one on the play. St. Cecilia's defense is swarming there. Christian Lewis got one, and it's going to be third down. And about 6 yards to go at the St. Cecilia 47-yard line for the Southern Valley Eagles. We've not had a first down in this game. St. Cecilia now will play defense, and Lewis gets the football, fumbles the football. Was picking the football up and running for going to be a touchdown. The way it looks for St. Cecilia, it is a touchdown from about 45 yards out. As St. Cecilia comes out of there with the football, Alex Sheehy gets the football, picks it up at about the 45 of Southern Valley, and a touchdown for St. Cecilia. They'll call it the 49 of St. Cecilia, 51-yard touchdown run after recovering the fumble. Alex Sheehy for the Blue Hawks, and they have hit the end zone first here tonight. Alex Sheehy, a 51-yard fumble recovery and touchdown. 6-0 Blue Hawks. And they will try the extra point here. And trying that extra point is going to be Grant Schmidt. So Grant Schmidt, the freshman, will try this extra point for St. Cecilia. It is down out of the hold. Joe Clark, it's up, and it is no good, wide to the right. So the extra point wide to the right. The fumble recovery for the touchdown. Alex Sheehy for St. Cecilia with 5:36 to go in the first quarter. It is St. Cecilia 6, Southern Valley nothing, back in 30 seconds.
Five Plains Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Welcome back to Duncan Field as Alex Sheehy picks up a fumble and goes 51 yards for a touchdown. And St. Cecilia gets on the board first. The extra point was no good, and the Blue Hawks lead it here 6-0 with 5:36 to go here in period number one. St. Cecilia now will kick the football off. And kicking off for the Blue Hawks is going to be Aaron Gonzalez. So Aaron will kick off here for St. Cecilia. Gonzalez will kick the football for St. Cecilia from his own 40-yard line. A line drive kick goes to the far side. It's going to roll down to the one-yard line, and Southern Valley's going to have to pick it up there. Man returning that football gets it out to about the 10, maybe the 15-yard line. As Hunter Quinn wanted that ball to go to the end zone, and it just decided to stop at about the 1, so he had to pick it up, a free ball at that point, and return the football out to only the 11-yard line. So Southern Valley kind of puts themselves in a hole there, first and 10 on their own 11-yard line. With St. Cecilia leading here by the score of 6-0. 5:31 to go here in this first quarter of play. The Blue Hawks with the lead by the score of 6-0. And the Eagles finally get their 11th player out there on offense, and they'll come out and send two wide receivers to the right and one to the left. Jeremiah Perkins, the quarterback, will keep the football this time off left guard. Runs it past the 15, maybe the 16, 17-yard line. He moves it out to the 17. He got 7 on the play. Or 6 on the play, excuse me. It'll be second down and 4 yards to go at the 17-yard line. Second down and 6 yards to go. Excuse me, second down and 4 yards to go from the 17 for the Eagles. Jeremiah Perkins in the shotgun. He'll be there most of the evening. Keeps it again off left guard. Runs it past the 20, or right to the 20-yard line. Here's a pickup of about 3 there. It's going to be third down and about 2 yards to go. A 2-yard pickup there. Third and 2 at the 20 for Southern Valley. They throw the ball once. It resulted in an interception. Fumbled the ball away. Also, it resulted in a touchdown. So 2 turnovers by Southern Valley in the first half of this first quarter. Perkins now hands the football off. Running the football, Christian Lewis, and he's going to be short of the first down. Might have got a yard. He needed 2. And it's going to be fourth down at right at the 20. So no gain on that play. Fourth down and 2 yards to go. And for the Eagles, their punter is Alex Kalp, who has also rushed for 116 yards, caught 12 passes for 202 yards and 5 touchdowns. Also punts, kicks off, does the PATs and field goals. So Alex Kalp, who hasn't touched the ball on offense, gets the football, and he kicks it away to the near sideline. It's going to be fielded at about the 37 by Driscoll. Up the near sideline, 35, 40. Heads back the other way, has some blocking. One block there, knocks two Eagles down, and a flag flies. Driscoll to the 45, to the 40. He's inside the 40, but this one is going to come back. A block there that looked like a great block by Trevor Ernst. He hit one Southern Valley Eagle, and he pinballed into another. Two of them went down, but a flag flew at the St. Cecilia 44-yard line. So the block there was a little bit too much toward the back, and the penalty is going to be on St. Cecilia. The flag's at the 44. The Blue Hawks. Driscoll had that ball down to about the 37 for St. Cecilia, but it will come back on the block in the back on St. Cecilia. From the St. Cecilia 44, the spot of the foul, they'll move it back to the 34-yard line. And that's where the Blue Hawks will start. First down and 10 yards to go at their own 34-yard line. So instead of the 38 of Southern Valley, it'll be the 34 of St. Cecilia, first down and 10. But that one was a close call, but a great block by Trevor Ernst. Cannon Howell hands the ball off to Patrick Ermin. He's dumped in the backfield for a big loss there. And the defensive play there by Dylan Brooks of Southern Valley back to the 32-yard line. A loss of two on the play, second and a dozen for the Blue Hawks back on their own 32-yard line. Second and 12 at the 32, so the St. Cecilia offense has no first down. Southern Valley has no first downs. It's 2-0 Blue Hawks. Cannon Howell rolls to his left. Wants to throw. Will throw the ball right into the hands of the linebacker, and an interception there by Southern Valley's Sam Hunt. Looking for the shark throw there, and it was intercepted. The first turnover on St. Cecilia, the interception there. Sam Hunt with the interception. The ball's at the 31-yard line, and that's where Southern Valley will take over. First and 10 on the Blue Hawks. 31-yard line, 6-0 Blue Hawks. 2:50 to go in this first quarter. Now deep in the shotgun is Jeremiah Perkins, and the Eagles don't have enough players in the field. They have 10 on the field. They have to take a timeout to get their 11th player on the field. So we'll take a timeout with 2:50 to go first quarter. Blue Hawks 6, Eagles nothing, back in 30 seconds.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to breezy Duncan Field here tonight in Southern Valley with their third possession, fourth possession of this first quarter. They throwed an interception, fumbled it away, and gone out on downs, but they have it first and 10 at the St. Cecilia 31. There's the fake handoff, throwing long near sideline. Going to be way overthrown and incomplete by Jeremiah Perkins there. Second and 10 at the 31 for the Eagles of the, they're at the 31 of St. Cecilia. That one well overthrown. Intended for Hunter Quinn. Quinn has caught 16 balls for 399 yards, the leading receiver for the Eagles, and 5 touchdowns. 10 touchdowns thrown this year by Perkins. He keeps it this time. Jeremiah Perkins from the 31 to the 20. Spotted at the 29, a pickup of 2, third down and 8 yards to go. So it's 3rd and 8 at the 29-yard line for the Eagles. Running the football this time is Brooks. He's going to be short of the first down, but he got about 5 or 6 on the carry. So a fourth down decision coming up here for Jeremiah Epp, the head football coach of Southern Valley. A pickup of 5 on the play. It's going to be fourth down and about 3 yards to go. Lewis got 5 on the play. Fourth down and 3 at the 24-yard line for Southern Valley. They're going to go for it here late in this first quarter. 1:47 clock runs. Fourth down, 3 yards to go at the 24-yard line. Out they come in the shotgun. Two backs back there with Perkins. In motion is Kalk. Perkins gets the football, and he's going to be stacked up by the Saints of Sia defense. Perkins and the running back there, Dylan Brooks. Brooks got the football, but Saints of Sia had the defense there and pushed them back on St. Cecilia. Lance Schmidt the first to get there. Back to the 26-yard line. A loss of 2, and St. Cecilia forces the Eagles out of downs, and it'll be St. Cecilia 1st and 10 at their own 26-yard line as Brooks, his first carry, lost 2 yards. 1st and 10 Blue Hawks as the Eagles turn it over on downs. 1st and 10 at the 26 for St. Cecilia. Howell hands the ball off to the tailback. Running the football this time for St. Cecilia is Avery Driscoll from the tailback position. 26 to the 30. A pickup of 4 by Driscoll now in the I-back spot. His first carry. He's been at the slot back position throughout the evening so far in this first quarter, but in there to run from the I-back, Avery Driscoll. And it's 2nd down and 6 yards to go at the 30-yard line. A pickup of 4 by Avery Driscoll. 2nd and 4 to 30. 2nd and 6 to 30. Cannon Howell rolls to his right. Wants to throw, does, near sideline to Wilnard. Wilnard, who was in motion, the fullback, catches the football, moves it out to about the 33-yard line. It's going to be short of a first down, but it's going to be 3rd and short for St. Cecilia. Tyler Wilnard with the catch out to the 33-yard line, a pickup of 3, and it's going to be 3rd and 3 at the 33-yard line. 3rd and 3 for the Blue Hawks at their own 33-yard line. Out they come. Three backs behind the quarterback. Hal hands it off to Driscoll. Driscoll running, and he's going to be short. No gain there on 3rd down, and the Blue Hawks are going to have to punt. Avery Driscoll, no gain, 4th and 3 at the 33-yard line. And St. Cecilia will have to punt it for the third time. So St. Cecilia's offense, Southern Valley's offense, have no first downs in this first quarter. It's 6-0 Blue Hawks in a first quarter defensive battle here. Patrick Herman back to punt. It's 4th and about 2. And running to his right is Herman. He's going to kick it away. Line drive kick to Kalk at the 40. Falls down before the St. Cecilia defender Seth Kierkegaard could get there. So Kalk got the punt at the 40. Got up to the 43 and stumbled and fell there. And it'll be Southern Valley 1st and 10 at their own 43-yard line. So, again, good field position for St. Cecilia. 1st and 10 at the Southern Valley 43-yard line. 7 seconds to play in this first quarter. 6-0 St. Cecilia. So the Eagles will have it 1st and 10 at their own 43-yard line. Again, they wait for their 11th player to come out on the field, I guess, with the play from the near sideline. Yes, the play from the near sideline given to the quarterback, Jeremiah Perkins, from the near sideline. And 3 wide receivers go out wide to the right for Southern Valley, 1 to the left. Perkins drops straight back, throws it across the middle, incomplete. Basically through the hands of the intended receiver. Looked like Alex Kalp there, incomplete. 3.2 seconds to go. 2nd and 10 for the Eagles at their own 43-yard line. 3.2 seconds to go in this first quarter of play. 6-0 Blue Hawks. Looking for their 5th win of the year. This is game number 6 for these two teams in the regular season schedule of 8 in Class C2. Keeping the football, Perkins runs the option. The toss to Brooks on the near side. Gets it out to near midfield. Might have got into St. Cecilia territory. It's going to be 3rd and short when we come back to start the second quarter. A gain there inside St. Cecilia territory, and that'll be the end of the first quarter of play. So after one quarter, it's the Blue Hawks 6. The Eagles, nothing. We'll be back with period number two in 30 seconds.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
And here at the ESPN Superstation, a couple scores to keep you updated on. In Donovan, Sutton leads Donovan Trumbull 14-6. And just scoring, Adam Central leads it over Minden 14-0. Let's take you back out to Duncan Field. Hey, Blaine, could you use a hot chocolate or something?
I tell you what, John, it's chilly up here. We're out here at the Blue Hawk Nest, kind of the new facility here, but it's exposed to the elements and the breeze coming from the west. It's chilly out here. I tell you, a pair of gloves is not an unheard of thing tonight. But it's nice. It's still nice, and we're starting the second quarter. 3rd and 5 for the Eagles at the 48 of St. Cecilia. Perkins, the quarterback, straight up the middle from the shotgun, will move his way down to about the 42-yard line, and a first down for the Eagles, the first down of the football game. From the Blue Hawk 48 to the 42, a pickup of 6 by quarterback Jeremiah Perkins, and it's a first down for Southern Valley. St. Cecilia, despite no first downs, has a 6-0 lead. Alex Sheehy, a 51-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown in this game. The only points of the contest, St. Cecilia has no first downs. 13 yards rushing, 5 yards throwing for the Blue Hawks in that first quarter. The handoff goes to Christian Lewis. He's going to be stacked up behind the line of scrimmage as St. Cecilia right there. Tyler Wilnard leading the way. A loss back to the 44-yard line. Second down and about 12, a loss of 2 on the play. Back to the 44. Southern Valley, though, only had 21 yards rushing and 3 passing in the first quarter, so a very defensive-minded first quarter. That mistake turned into a touchdown, points off a turnover. St. Cecilia with the 6-0 lead. In the shotgun, Perkins and a whistle, and this play before it starts, flag flies, and it looks like the Southern Valley Eagles might have moved. Illegal procedure it is. It'll be a 5-yard penalty. We'll drop it back to the Saints to see a 49, where it will be second down and about 17 yards to go, the 49-yard line. One penalty now on each team. One first down for the Eagles, none for St. Cecilia. But the Blue Hawks have the lead. Second and 17 at the Blue Hawk 49-yard line. Perkins, the quarterback. The shotgun gets that football. Throws it, fakes it to the left. Now he'll keep the football. Runs it up the middle, but he's tackled in the play, and a flag flies there. St. Cecilia right there on the defense, and a good defensive play by Trevor Ernst. A flag right at the spot where Perkins was knocked down, and it might be a hold on this play on the Eagles. It is a holding call on Southern Valley. That could move it back another 10. There was no gain on the play. It'll be 3rd and 17 or 2nd and about 27 for the Eagles to see what the Blue Hawks want to do here. They're going to take the 10-yard penalty and move it back into Eagles territory. Move it all the way back to the 39-yard line. So obviously the spot must have been the 49 of the Eagles. That was basically a 12-yard penalty on the Eagles. So it's 2nd and long, 2nd and 27. Perkins across the middle, incomplete, knocked down by Alex Sheehy. He almost had the interception. If he would have got that interception, he'd have been gone because there was only green between him and the Southern Valley end zone. Well, the St. Cecilia end zone, Southern Valley would have coughed up more points off the turnover. Incomplete, though, 3rd and long. 3rd and about 27, 28 yards to go for the Eagles. They're at their own 40-yard line. Perkins wants to throw here on this third and long. Rolls to his right, now reverses, throws it long down the field. It's going to be intercepted by St. Cecilia at the 32. Avery Driscoll with another interception at the 35 to the 40. Flag flies. Driscoll finally tripped up near midfield, but St. Cecilia will be whistled for a foul. So Avery Driscoll gets his second interception. Driscoll has two interceptions, and Alex Sheehy has a fumble recovery for a touchdown. Three turnovers on the Eagles. Driscoll returned it about 15 yards out to about the 47, but St. Cecilia will be whistled for a block in the back on that punt return. The flag is at the Blue Hawk 42, and that will move it back to the St. Cecilia about their 31-yard line. 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. Move it back to the 31-yard line. And that's where the Blue Hawks will start after the interception by Avery Driscoll. First and 10 Blue Hawks at the 31-yard line of St. Cecilia, leading 6-0. Again, we'll see if the Blue Hawks can get a little offense going here. 13 yards rushing, 5 yards passing for St. Cecilia in this game, but they have the lead. Cannon Howell on the option. It's behind the man he's optioning it to, the toss behind Avery Driscoll, and goes way back into St. Cecilia territory, all the way back to the 15-yard line, a loss of 16 on the play. A 16-yard loss there on that option play. The option pitch was behind the tailback, Avery Driscoll. A loss of 16 yards on the play. And the Blue Hawks are going to take a timeout to talk this one over. We'll take one with 9:49 to go in the first half. St. Cecilia 6, Southern Valley nothing, back in 30 seconds.
It's that time of year again when flu shot season is upon us. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, as well as TRICARE, Coventry, and certain other insurance programs, cover flu shots free of charge. Pertussis, tetanus, pneumonia, and shingles vaccines are also covered by Blue Cross Blue Shield. Any questions? Call Bird's Pharmacy, 402-462-4466, for more information on your vaccination program.
Welcome back to Duncan Field. It's 6-0. St. Cecilia leading, but an errant pitch there moves the ball all the way back to the 15, a 16-yard loss for St. Cecilia. As that pitch play never got Avery Driscoll, it was behind him. So the Blue Hawks, as Cannon Howell fell in the football after that errant pitch, and it's all the way back to the Blue Hawk 15. St. Cecilia took a timeout, and Coach Carl Tesmer got in the huddle during that timeout and gave some instruction to the Blue Hawks offense here, as they have really struggled tonight. Second and 26 now on the 15. The handoff goes to the running back, and another loss there. Behind the line of scrimmage, Patrick Herman. From the 15, it's back to about the 12-yard line, a loss of another 3 on the play. It's third and 29 yards to go for St. Cecilia. Third and 29 at the 12-yard line. So Blue Hawks now in negative yardage, rushing the football tonight. Cannon Howell rolls to his right. He wants to throw. Looks down the field. Now we'll have to keep it. He's at the 10, knocked out of bounds about the 12 or 13-yard line. And that was not a good series by the St. Cecilia offense. Cannon Howell on that run got it up to the 14. He got two on the play, but it's going to be fourth and very long. Fourth and about 27 yards to go for the Blue Hawks. And they will punt it away. And Patrick Herman going to need a boomer. He kicked a couple out of bounds in the first quarter. Again, the wind is kind of coming from the west, southwest here tonight. Kind of swirling around here. But Herman now, nice punt this time. Must be coming from the south. That punt goes over Kalp's head, but he fields it now in the 29 to the 30. Dances to the near sideline, pushed out of bounds at about the 36-yard line. So Kalp really had nowhere to go, as he had to go back and get that football, as it was punted over his head by Patrick Herman. A good punt there, but first and 10 for the Eagles at their own 36-yard line. Southern Valley has only one first down. They've turned the ball over already three times in the contest. Two interceptions and the fumble recovery that resulted in a touchdown. Alex Sheehy going 51 yards with a fumble recovery for the only score of the game. The Eagles come out with three wide receivers. The quarterback, Jeremiah Perkins. He's been in the shotgun all evening long. And he'll keep the football. The quarterback runs it. He's to the 37, 38, maybe near the 40-yard line. A little power forward there by the Eagles. Second down and about six. A pickup of four on the play at the 40-yard line. Perkins got four that time. He's rushed for 22 yards. The Eagles have rushed for 29. They've thrown for 3 yards. So at the 40-yard line, second and six for Southern Valley. Clock runs with 8:23 to go in the first half. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Perkins looks left, now keeps the football, now throws it across the middle. It's going to be knocked around and finally hits the turf. About four guys had their hands or back on that football. It bounced around off two Blue Hawks and off two Eagles, and it's incomplete. Finally fell to the turf. Third and six at the 40-yard line, and Jeremiah Perkins has completed one ball out of five throws, and he's thrown into some traffic. He's thrown a couple of interceptions. He's one out of five and two interceptions. He has thrown for 10 touchdowns this season, though. The Eagles have rushed for only three. They've thrown for 10. Perkins avoids a couple tackles, and now he's going to be brought down on the play by the Blue Hawk defense. Lance Schmidt in there for St. Cecilia, and also in there for the Blue Hawks is Cody Zexer. Zexer and Schmidt there for St. Cecilia. A loss back to the 38, a loss of two, fourth down and 8 yards to go. So a loss of two there by the quarterback Perkins on the defensive push by St. Cecilia. Fourth and eight at the Eagles 38. And Alex Kalp, who again hasn't touched the ball tonight on offense, will be back to punt. Line drive punt, almost blocked. Driscoll tries to field it, and his hands on it, now has to fall on it, as Driscoll could not field that ball cleanly on the first bounce. Went off his hands, and then Avery moved up and fell on it about the 33, 34-yard line, and that's where the Blue Hawks will start. First and 10. That's one of the rules that hasn't changed in a long time in football. It's first down and 10. Well, it seems to be first down and 10. So here we go at the 34-yard line. Again, St. Cecilia has no first downs in this game. They have really struggled offensively. Patrick Herman behind that offensive line. Nothing there. A loss of maybe a half yard. It's back to the 33. A loss of one. Is that front four for front seven or eight for the Eagles? Pushing St. Cecilia back, a loss of one on the play, back to the 33-yard lines. Second and 11 at the Blue Hawk 33. Cannon Howell now will hand the ball off to Herman. He has a little running room this time. He's out to the 40, maybe the 41, so a little push that time off center and right guard. Dallas Kimenaugh is the center. Tyler Mangers is the right guard. Trevor Ernst is the left guard. Tommy O'Keefe, left tackle. Lance Schmidt, been in there at right tackle. And it looks like one of the Eagles coming up with an injury. And it looks like it is Dylan Brooks, one of the two-way players for the Eagles. And he gets over to the sideline and now has to go down to one knee. Not sure what the injury is. He's facing the far sideline. A gain of eight on the play, third and three at the 41-yard line. Eight for Herman on the last play. Has some running room this time. We'll get it out past the 45. And there's the first down for St. Cecilia with 6:18 to go in this first quarter. Patrick had gotten eight on the previous play, and he moved it from the 41 to the 47-yard line. Got six there and a first down. First and 10, Hawks on their own 47-yard line. Now three backs will stack up right behind quarterback Cannon Howell for the Blue Hawks. Third man through is going to be Herman. He will get it inside Eagles territory. 49-yard line, a pickup of four on the play by Herman. It'll be second down and about 6 yards to go. Patrick Herman now 16 net yards on the plus side of things for the Blue Hawks. Second and six, St. Cecilia at the Southern Valley 49-yard line. So this is the power football now by the Blue Hawks. Two tight ends, three backs behind the quarterback. In motion now is Wilnard. Toss to Herman. He doesn't have much room, but makes some room out of it. Patrick Herman inside the 45 gets it to about the 44-yard line as he looked outside, moved inside on the run from the 49 to about the 43, a pickup of five on the play because it's going to be a little bit short on third down and one coming up. So five there by Patrick Herman. Third and a yard at the 44-yard line for the Blue Hawks. Try to sustain their first long drive of this first half. Hand off again to Herman inside the 40-yard line. Still on his feet. Breaks a couple tackles. He's going to go all the way for the touchdown. Patrick Herman stacked up. Past the line of scrimmage. Broke a couple tackles. Went into the end zone for a 44-yard touchdown run. And the Blue Hawks are on the board for the second time tonight. Patrick Herman, 44-yard touchdown run. And St. Cecilia now leads by the score of 12 to nothing. So Herman got past the initial line of scrimmage and then bounced off a couple of tacklers and found daylight and goes 44 yards for the touchdown. And it's 12 to nothing, St. Cecilia. And just like that, St. Cecilia finds the offense and goes 66 yards, the final 44 by Patrick Herman. And the Blue Hawks, it looks like here, are going to try for two. They missed the extra point on their first touchdown, so they're going for two, trying to get it up to 14 to nothing here. I formation, Cannon Howell will turn, roll to his left, wants to throw, does wide open in the end zone, caught for the 2 points there. Alex Sheehy catches that two-point conversion. And St. Cecilia leads it by the score of 14 to nothing with 4:35 to go first half. The score, the Blue Hawks 14, the Southern Valley Eagles nothing, back with the St. Cecilia kickoff in 30 seconds.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
And welcome back to Duncan Field. Blaine Bulis with you. St. Cecilia, its first touchdown drive of the game. 66 yards, getting their first down in that series and drive. The final 44 yards covered by Patrick Herman in the two-point pass from Cannon Howell to Alex Sheehy. 14-0 Blue Hawks. Gonzalez kicks off with a nice kick. Will go into the end zone. And definitely the breeze out of the southwest here as the at least across the football field. And Southern Valley will take over as that one booted into the end zone. First and 10 Eagles at their own 20-yard line. 14-0 Blue Hawks. 4:35 to go in period number two. So the Eagles, who have turned the ball over three times, they've been in St. Cecilia territory a couple times, but not been able to score. They have not had a whole lot of offense here this evening. St. Cecilia's defense has been stout this first half. Handoff goes to the running back, Christian Lewis, and he's stacked up there. And the defense continues to be very aggressive for St. Cecilia. Wilnard there on that play and Trevor Ernst. A gain of a short yard, second and nine. Christian Lewis has rushed for a net of 5 yards on the evening. The Eagles have rushed for 28 yards. They've thrown for three and have three turnovers. Second and nine at the 21-yard line. in the shotgun. Jeremiah Perkins, the quarterback, will fake the handoff. And now on the slot back around, running the ball is Cal, but there is Joe Clark. The linebacker, Joe Clark, was not taken in by the fake there. The first time Kalp has run the football. Alex Kalp from the wide receiver position comes back and gets the football for his first carry. But no gain as Joe Clark there on the defense for St. Cecilia. Gus Clark, excuse me. Excuse me, Gus. Third and nine at the 31-yard line. So Kalp's first carry, and that's no yards. Gus Clark on the defense for St. Cecilia. Third and nine at the 21-yard line and just past the 20. Perkins wants to throw, does near sideline. It's going to be incomplete, short of the intended receiver, Hunter Quinn. And the Eagles are out of downs. And they're going to have to punt the football away. Fourth down and nine at the 21. So St. Cecilia moving the momentum in their favor in this second quarter. Going to get the ball in pretty good field position again as Hunter Quinn has got the punt into a wind that's kind of across the field, but more in his face than in St. Cecilia's face. Line drive kick barely got over the line of scrimmage. It bounces inside the 45 of St. Cecilia down to the 40-yard line. That ball almost hit the offensive line as that punt just sailed over the line and bounced, but a good bounce for the Eagles. And it bounced all the way down to the 40. The Blue Hawks could not field that thing. Had to let it roll, and it rolled to the St. Cecilia 40. That's where the Blue Hawks start with 2:57 to go and two timeouts in this first half. First and 10 Blue Hawks at their own 40-yard line. Howell hands off to Herman, gets some good blocking there, and a flag goes down as Patrick Herman keeps those legs journeying up to near midfield, but there's a flag on the play. And that thrown into the line there looks like a hold on St. Cecilia. That's what it is. The flag's at about the 32, and that'll move it back to about the 22. It'll be a 10-yard penalty, the third 10-yard penalty of the half on St. Cecilia. We'll move the football back to about the 32-yard line, where it's going to be first down and 18 yards to go. It's 10 yards from the spot of the foul at the 42 back to the 32. So it's first and 18 for the Blue Hawks at their own 32-yard line. St. Cecilia getting more of a push up front now offensively, moving some of the Southern Valley people out of the way for Patrick Herman, who's also running hard. He gets the football again, but nothing this time as the defense of Southern Valley right there. And making the tackle was Dylan Brooks, who was injured in the last series, but he's back and okay. And makes the tackle on that play, and no gain there for the Blue Hawks. Second and 18 at the 32-yard line. Second down, 18 yards to go for St. Cecilia at their own 32-yard line. Clock running with 2:10 to go in the first half. 14 to nothing, St. Cecilia. They come out of the eye, one wide receiver to the left. Cannon Howell hands off to Herman. He'll evade one tackler, breaks clear of the line, gets it out to about the 42. It's going to be third and about 8 or 9 for the Blue Hawks. Out to the 42-yard line, a pickup of 10 on the play for Patrick Herman, and it's going to be third and still 8 for the Blue Hawks at their own 42-yard line. But 10 yards there for Patrick Herman. He now is up to 75 yards on the ground. Third down and 8 at the 42-yard line. Cannon Howell gets Wilnert in motion. Howell wants to throw a little lob pass. Going to be overthrown. Overthrows Avery Driscoll, does Cannon Howell. That one too high and incomplete. And it's going to be fourth down and 8 yards to go for the Blue Hawks with 1:21 to go. So Southern Valley's going to get this football back one more time unless St. Cecilia wants to chance a little fake punt, a little trickery here. Doubt it. Patrick Herman's going to punt. 1:21 to go. Two timeouts left for Southern Valley. And the wind with the Blue Hawks here. So Herman back to punt. And he will kick it away. Nice punt. Catching the football at about the 15-yard line, falling down there as he gets that football. Southern Valley. Looks like C.J. Hernandez, or Quinn, returned that football, but he fell down too when he caught the football and took off. About the 17, first and 10 for Southern Valley. And we'll see what they want to do here with 1:12 to go, first half. First and 10 at the 17. Remember, the Eagles have turned it over three times already in this first half. Have not got much going offensively. Have thrown six balls, only one complete, two interceptions. Perkins now, quick throw out to the left to wide receivers Quinn. He'll move it out from the 17 to about the 23 or 24-yard line. It's going to be second and short. Quinn catches that one, second and three at the 24-yard line. So two catches for 10 yards for Hunter Quinn. Second and three, Eagles at their own 24. Shotgun is Perkins. He will get the football, and as this play develops, a flag goes down. A yellow flag down near sideline. The side judge calls this illegal procedure on the Eagles. We'll move it back to the 19-yard line. It'll be second down and 8 yards to go. Second penalty of the half on the Eagles for 10 yards. The Blue Hawks have been whistled for three for 30 yards. Excuse me. Second down, 8 yards to go at the 19-yard line for the Southern Valley Eagles. Clock runs with 36 seconds to go. The Eagles not in a big, big hurry here. And they will throw the football. They throw it long across the middle. It's going to be caught by Hunter Quinn. Quinn to the 40, out to about the 44-yard line, a first down. Now the Eagles probably wish they'd have stopped that clock. Hunter Quinn catches his third ball. First and 10, they move it from the 19 to the 44. There's a 25-yard pickup. A nice throw across the middle, Perkins to Quinn. And it's first and 10 at the Southern Valley 44-yard line. 23 seconds to go. The Eagles have two timeouts, and they're at their own 44 now with a new set of downs. Jeremiah Perkins looks left now. Bit decked on the play. Decked on the play by St. Cecilia's Tommy O'Keefe. Hello. Wow. O'Keefe flattens Perkins in a loss of three. Back to the 41-yard line. A loss of three on the play. Second and 13 at the 41. 16 seconds to go. Now the Eagles take a timeout. We'll keep it here during this timeout with St. Cecilia leading 14-0 with 16.3 seconds to go. The Eagles will have it second and 13 at their own 41. A loss of three on that play. St. Cecilia has been hurt a couple times this year defensively, giving up the long play, the big gainers. But so the Eagles may take another shot or two here at getting into scoring range before this first half. But remember, they have turned it over three times, lost a fumble to turn into a touchdown, and two interceptions thrown by Jeremiah Perkins in this first half. So St. Cecilia has been taking advantage of some of these turnovers. They forced three in this game, scored on the fumble recovery for a touchdown. So out come the Eagles on this second down, and 13 yards to go. Perkins, the quarterback, gets the football. Looks across the middle, good protection, throws it to his left. It's going to be tipped and incomplete before that could get to the quarterback. Looked like Gus Clark might have got a hand up there. It's going to be third down and 13 yards to go at the 41-yard line. Third down and 13 at the 41-yard line with 11 seconds to go. So the Eagles might give it one more shot. They are talking it over here. And out come the Eagles on his third down and long. Three wide receivers to the left. One comes to the right. One back now in the backfield with quarterback Perkins. He gets the snap, fakes left, rolls, throws right, long down the field. It's going to be caught inside the 25-yard line with 3 seconds to go. Going to be a quick timeout call. Catching his fourth ball is Hunter Quinn, and a first down. Down to the 23-yard line of St. Cecilia. A 36-yard pickup there, so there's that long play. A 36-yard catch there by Hunter Quinn as the Eagles kind of throw it up for grabs there, but Quinn come down with the football. First and 10 at the 23-yard line. 36-yard pickup, and it's first and 10 at the St. Cecilia 23. 3.6 seconds to go, so the Eagles will have a shot here. They'll have one shot at the end zone here to try to get in. 14 to nothing, Blue Hawks, as the Eagles took their final timeout, so they'll see what they can come up with. Jeremy Epp and his coaching staff on this first down play and probably the last play of the first half at the 23-yard line of St. Cecilia. But out now, Kopp's going to maybe try a field goal at the 30. This would be a 40-yard field goal attempt. And the officials step in here before this ball can be snapped. Alex Kopp's got that ball spotted at the 30. This would be a 40-yard kick indeed if he does kick it. And Kopp has not attempted a field goal from 40 yards. Kicks it high. It might have been just about long enough, but it is too far to the right and no good, but it had the distance. But wide to the right and no good. And that's the end of the first half with the score. St. Cecilia 14, Southern Valley nothing. We'll be back to talk about it in 2 minutes.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com. The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four qualifying Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to an $80 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
And back at the ESPN Sports Desk, we got a few scores to update you on. Over on 1230 KHAS, Adams Central leads it over Minden 14-0. They are in the second quarter. On ESPN 1460, Cozad and Kearney Catholic all tied up at 7 with about 5 minutes left in the second quarter. A lot of numbers right there. And then, of course, the big one going on. I find the score update. Donovan Trumbull They lead it over Sutton in Donovan. That's over on Classic Hits 98.9. Donovan Trumbull 20, Sutton 14. That is in the second quarter. Let's take it back out to Chili Duncan Field.
Hey, this is a big game here too, John.
It is a big game.
You know, Donovan Trumbull and Sutton's not the only big game going on.
Well, according to Twitter, it's the big game. It's absolutely blowing
you
up.
You know, Cozad and Kearney Catholic, that's a battle of unbeatens there we're having on tonight. And,
yeah, it is.
And, yeah, so some good games going the way it sounds. This one's going pretty well. If you're a St. Cecilia fan, they lead it 14-0 back at, Chili Duncan Field. But the winds have died down some, folks, so everybody's going to be just fine. It's 14-0, and the Blue Hawks lead it. St. Cecilia, though, struggled in that first half till about midway through the second quarter. They had really nothing going offensively till that second quarter of play. This was St. Cecilia's defensive effort in the first half was very good tonight. In fact, the defense scored the first touchdown of the football game. The teams traded punts in the early going. Southern Valley turned the football over on an interception early by Avery Driscoll, and Driscoll also had another interception in that first half. In between those interceptions was the fumble recovery that turned into a touchdown for the Blue Hawks as Alex Sheehy picked up a fumble and goes 51 yards for the touchdown. In the first quarter, St. Cecilia did not have a first down yet at that point, and Sheehy, though, picked up that fumble and ran it in from 51 yards, and St. Cecilia led 6-0. As the extra point was missed with 5:36 to go in the first quarter. In fact, the St. Cecilia offense didn't get a first down until the 6:18 mark of the second quarter. That was in the only drive of the first half by the Blue Hawks. That resulted in a touchdown. St. Cecilia went 66 yards on that drive, and the touchdown, the final 44 yards, covered by the tailback Patrick Herman for St. Cecilia. It was a 66-yard drive, and Herman got the final 44 as he broke past the line of scrimmage and bounced off a couple of tacklers of the Eagles, and going for the touchdown of 44 yards was Patrick Herman. That completed that six-play, 66-yard drive for St. Cecilia, with Herman doing the bulk of that drive. In fact, he might have been the only one that carried that football in that drive, and he covered the final 44 for the touchdown. And then Cannon Howell found Alex Sheehy in the end zone for the two-point conversion. With 4:35 to go in the first half, St. Cecilia led by the score of 14-0. That's the way the first half ended, as the Blue Hawks lead it here by the score of 14-0, and despite having only one first down in the football game. They didn't get that first down until that drive got a first down and ended up with a touchdown in that second quarter of play on that their only long drive of the first half of play. So one first down for the Blue Hawks, but 14 points. So all those other numbers we give you all the time, again, they don't mean a thing, do they? Except only the score is what matters. And it's 14-0 St. Cecilia here in the halftime intermission. We'll take a timeout, but we'll give you some more numbers individually and for each of these teams after this two-minute timeout.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
And welcome back to Duncan Field. Blaine Bulis with you. High school football here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. 14-0 in favor of the St. Cecilia Bluehawks over the Southern Valley Eagles in this Class C2 matchup. And correct one thing, if you heard the pregame show, I did mention in our conversation with Coach Tesmer, this was a district game. This is not a district game for either one of these teams. Both of these teams are in different districts. This is not a district football game. Of course, district competition determines your, if you make the playoffs, you win your district, you make the playoffs automatically. So the better off you are in your district, the better chance to play in the playoffs. So, but this is not a district game for either one of these teams. Southern Valley's in the Blue Hill district competition, and Ravenna and Centura and those ball clubs. St. Cecilia is 2-0 in their district. They beat Superior and Sutton. And, of course, the Bluehawks have the game at Donovan Trumbull next week, and then Thayer Central here on the 24th. Their final two district games. Southern Valley lost to Blue Hill 28-14 and lost to St. Cecilia, lost to Blue Hill, their only loss of the year, 30-14 in a comparison score. But, again, that doesn't make a whole lot of difference in this one. We played one half, and St. Cecilia leads it by the score of 14-0. The Bluehawks have 77 total yards in the first half. They've rushed for 72 yards net in the first half. They have some negative yardage for a rusher tonight. Cannon Howell with minus 7 on the ground. 75 yards on the ground rushing net for Patrick Herman. But a minus 7 for Cannon Howell, 4 yards for Avery Driscoll, and no yards rushing in one carry for Tyler Wildern. So the Bluehawks have netted 72 yards rushing. They've thrown for only 5 yards. Cannon Howell's 2 out of 3 for 5 yards. Wildern with 1 catch for 3, and Patrick Herman with 1 catch for 2. So 77 total yards for the Bluehawks, 1 first down, but they have 14 points. They took advantage of a turnover and turned it into points. And they were able to put together a drive to score one touchdown. And the St. Cecilia defense has pretty much sparkled in this first half. They forced 3 turnovers. They've given up 96 total yards, but only 25 on the ground. So St. Cecilia has held the Eagles to 25 on the ground, 71 through the air, 4 catches in this first half of play for the Eagles. Hunter Quinn, he's caught 4 balls, caught all the catches for the Eagles for all 71 of their passing yards. Jeremiah Perkins, 4 out of 10 for 71 yards. Rushing, Perkins has netted 17. Christian Lewis has only 5. And Tyler Brooks has 3 yards rushing for the Eagles. And again, they're kind of their all-purpose back and all-around player. Alex Kalp has rushed for one time for no yards, caught no passes, and he has scored 7 touchdowns this year, but he has been almost non-existent offensively for the Eagles as Alex Kalp, as he has caught 5 touchdown balls, and he's also ran for 2 touchdowns. The Eagles have rushed for only 3 touchdowns this year, but they have thrown for 10. St. Cecilia's rushed for 272 yards a game, But tonight, the Blue Hawks have only 72 yards on the ground. St. Cecilia hasn't thrown it much this year, averaging 70 a game. They have only five on the ground tonight. So St. Cecilia, though, pitching the shutout, three turnovers on the Eagles. St. Cecilia with a fumble recovery for a touchdown by Alex Sheehy. Patrick Herman with a 44-yard touchdown run for the Blue Hawks. So two big plays. That's been the difference in this one. Otherwise, a defensive struggle in this first half. And the Blue Hawks lead it by the score of 14-0. St. Cecilia hitting the road to Donovan Trumbull next Friday night. And Donovan Trumbull in a struggle tonight with Sutton over in Donovan. That's a big game in the district. And they are in about their halftime also this evening. We'll get an update on that one as they move along. But St. Cecilia goes to Donovan Trumbull next Friday night. Closes the regular season right here at Duncan Field on Thursday, October 24th, against Thayer Central. So this is game number six in the eight-game regular season. Already the three-quarter mark of the regular season. Seems like we were just opening the season here at Duncan Field the first Friday of September when St. Cecilia blew out Centennial. But it's now week number six. And just as a sidelight, since that opening loss to St. Cecilia, Centennial has won four straight games. So the season progressing. We're at the three-quarter mark for the class's C and D teams. Game number six here tonight. We'll take our final timeout before the start of the third quarter. More halftime information coming up for you with the score. St. Cecilia 14, Southern Valley nothing. We'll be back with the third quarter in 2 minutes.
The Superheroes of Service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Stop in and check out their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, and more. For even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the Ooze and Oz lower level, 2618 West 2nd Hastings. Say it with flowers at Bob Sass Flowers.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
One quick update on our KHAS 1230 KHAS game. Adams Central has exploded for two more touchdowns. It is now 28-0 Adams Central. They are at halftime over Minden.
All right, thank you, John Dibbern. Ted, John Dibbern, he's up before most of us. He's got things under control. That's for sure. All right. 14-0 Blue Hawks here at halftime. I see along the sidelines here at Duncan Field is that third quarter is going to begin here in a little over a minute. Yeah, Father Brulietz throwing a football around down here, but I tell you what, Father, there ain't no way you're getting in the game tonight. I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. So, but hopes and dreams, though, you know, you can always hope, but Not going to happen, Father. Here we go. Third quarter is about to begin. The Blue Hawks lead it by the score of 14-0. Alex Sheehy with a fumble recovery for a touchdown for the Hawks. 51 yards. 6-0 in the first quarter. In the second quarter, Patrick Herman rushes a 44-yard touchdown run. And the cannon howl to Alex Sheehy, two-point conversion. St. Cecilia leads here at halftime by the score of 14-0, despite, again, only one first down and 77 total yards in the first half. But the defense of St. Cecilia has allowed only 96 yards, and one of those, or two of those, covered 61 yards on pass plays in the final drive for Southern Valley as they missed a 40-yard field goal to end that first half. 14-0 Blue Hawks, the third quarter about to begin here, and St. Cecilia will be kicking off to start this third quarter as the Eagles won the opening toss, deferred to the second half, and they're going to take the football to start period number three, and they're going to go from left to right, south to north here in this third quarter. Again, cool evening, but the winds have certainly decreased with the setting of the sun here at Duncan Field, so still a cool temperatures on this second Friday in the month of October, in the sixth week of the high school football season for the classes C and D football teams. St. Cecilia will kick off, and Aaron Gonzalez is going to kick off. And back there to receive the kickoff will be Hunter Quinn. Nice kick by Gonzalez. Quinn at about the 10-yard line, or 5, to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. Up the middle, runs and smack dab into the coverage of the Blue Hawks. Past the 20, and the Eagles will start. First down and 10 yards to go. They will spot it at their own 22-yard line, will the officials. First and 10 Eagles at the 22. Again, Jeremiah Perkins is the junior quarterback. Christian Lewis, Dylan Brooks are the running backs. Alex Kalp is a wide receiver. And Hunter Quinn is also a wide receiver for the Southern Valley Eagles. Those are the main guys on offense, and they send three wide receivers to the right, one to the left, one back in the backfield with Hunter. He will give the ball off to Christian Lewis. Lewis pulled down by Tyler Wilner, the first defender there, moves it out to the 25-yard line, a pickup of 3 on the play. It'll be second down at about 7 yards to go for the Eagles at their own 25. 14-0 St. Cecilia early here in this third quarter of play. St. Cecilia trying to go to 5-1 on the year. The Eagles come in at 2-3. The handoff goes to Lewis. Wilnert again with the tackle. The linebacker makes the tackle. Pretty good gain there as Lewis got ahead of steam, the 150-pound junior. The football spotted. 28-yard line, a pickup there of 3 more. 3rd and 4. So Wilnert with 2 straight defensive plays for St. Cecilia. 3rd and 4 at the 28. And off goes to Lewis. He's going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage this time by St. Cecilia. And it looks like Trevor Ernst, who's had a good game defensively, a loss of a yard on the play. It's going to be 4th and 3. 4th and 3 at the 27-yard line. So St. Cecilia's defense across that front played well. Trevor Ernst and Cody Zexer. Tommy O'Keefe along the front there. 4th down, Kalp kicks the football high in the air. It's going to be a short punt. Fair catch called and made at the 45-yard line by Avery Driscoll. So good field position for St. Cecilia at their own 45-yard line. So a key series here. If St. Cecilia can go down and score, they're going to be in real good shape here tonight. So the Southern Valley defense will face this challenge as they've got to be up for it to stay in this football game. It's 1st and 10 at the 45-yard line. 3 behind the quarterback, Cannon Howell. Hands off to the third man, Patrick Herman. Patrick dances his way to about the 47, maybe the 48-yard line. Pick up a 3, 2nd down and 7 yards to go. So Patrick Herman now has netted 78 yards and a touchdown tonight for St. Cecilia. Cannon Howell's the quarterback. Tyler Wilnert is the fullback. Patrick Herman is the I-back. Avery Driscoll is the slot back. Driscoll has also run some I-back today. Jake Cato is the split end to the left. Howell in the option this way. The toss goes to Herman. Comes this way, 45 midfield where he's tackled there and out of bounds. And there's a flag on the play. Might be a bit of a late hit there on the Eagles. A pickup of only two there by Patrick Herman. He just ran out of sideline, and the defenders, two of them were there. Took him out of bounds, and maybe just a little bit too much activity by the defender. As Herman was out of bounds, a personal foul on the Eagles. A 15-yard penalty, a 2-yard gain, and that's going to tack on another 15. It's going to be producing a first down for St. Cecilia. They'll mark it 15 yards from midfield all the way down to the Southern Valley 35-yard line. So a costly 15-yard penalty on the Eagles. Moves it down to the Eagles 35-yard line. And St. Cecilia will have it first and 10. A 2-yard gain, 15-yard penalty. Howell hands off to Herman. Herman decked at the 34-yard line. He got one. Second and 9 at the 34-yard line. So St. Cecilia gets one on that run by Wilnert. Across that offensive line, Alex Sheehy, the tight end, Tommy O'Keefe, Lance Schmidt are the tackles, Trevor Ernstheim angers the guards, and Dallas Kimenaugh, the center for St. Cecilia. And a little equipment problem by one of the Blue Hawks trying to get his helmet adjusted. Officials timeout, and I think they got that settled. So the Blue Hawks will now call their play in the huddle, and they come out with Howell at quarterback. I formation, Wilnert and Herman. Throwing the football is Howell. He's going to be completing the football to Cato. He fumbles the football, but the official says down on the play. Cato with the first catch, and the official says Cato was tackled. The ball came loose. Officials say the ground caused the fumble, so a short gain to the 27, a pickup of 7 on the play. So it's going to be third down and about 2 at the 27-yard line. A pickup of 7 there for the Blue Hawks. Jeff Cato with his first catch. Third and 2 at the 27. Running the football is going to be Herman, and he's going to get the first down inside the 25. The third first down for St. Cecilia. From the 27, Herman moves it down to the 22. He got 5 on the play. First and 10 at the 22-yard line. So 5 yards there for Patrick Herman. First and 10 at the 22. The handoff goes to Herman. Tries the left side, and he's going to be pulled down there. Boy, Michael Longzine was there to make the tackle there. No gain at the 22, second and 10 for the Blue Hawks. No gain on that play. Longzine with the tackle right there. 17 carries for Patrick Herman, 86 yards. Second and 10, Blue Hawks at the Eagles, 22-yard line. Howell keep the football. He kind of ran into the running back there. Just nothing there for St. Cecilia. That play not good from the get-go. A loss of a yard back to the 23-yard line. A loss of 1 on the play.
Third down and 12. Tackle by Barker.
And it's going to be third down and long. Third down and 11 yards to go for the Blue Hawks at the Southern Valley 23-yard line. Is St. Cecilia controlling the ball here in this third quarter. It's less than 7 minutes to go. 14 to nothing. Third down, 11 yards to go at the 23-yard line. Motion Cato, the toss to Herman. Gets a block from Wilnert. Has some running room. 15, 10. Inside the 10, about the 5-yard line. And Tyler Wilnert with a nice block leading that play. And St. Cecilia gets a first down. Herman from the 23. Down to about the 6-yard line. He got 17 yards on the play. First and goal at the 6 for St. Cecilia. Well, St. Cecilia trying to go 55 yards on their first possession and get a 3-touchdown lead. First and goal at the 6. Out come the Hawks. High formation, Wilnert and Herman behind quarterback Howell. Wing back left is Driscoll. And there's a couple players moving for Southern Valley, a couple moving for St. Cecilia. Three flags flying around, and we'll see what this is going to be. Half the distance, R5 on the Blue Hawks. Officials confer, 4 of them. One with the white hat will tell us. Dead ball, offside. Southern Valley will move it half the distance to the goal line. It'll effectively be a 3-yard penalty down to the 3. First and goal at the 3-yard line for St. Cecilia. Running in from the near sideline with this next play. St. Cecilia's Ryan Baker, the senior, brings in the play from the near sideline, and he splits to the left. St. Cecilia will keep this football on the ground, try to cover these 3 yards. Howell, the quarterback, and Alex Sheehy jumps from the tight end position. So that'll move it back 5. It'll be first and goal at the 8-yard line. St. Cecilia too anxious there. It'll be a 5-yard illegal procedure on the Hawks. First and goal back at the 8-yard line. Jeff Cato runs the play in from the near sideline from the St. Cecilia coaching staff. First and goal at the 8 instead of first and goal at the 3. Back at the 8-yard line, Cato wide to the left. Driscoll, the wing back to the left. I formation. Howell on the option left. The toss to Herman. He's going to get into the end zone for the touchdown. Patrick Herman, 8 yards for the touchdown. And St. Cecilia leads 20 to nothing. Patrick Herman with the 8-yard touchdown run for St. Cecilia. And it's 20 to nothing with the extra point coming up here. So the first possession is a 55-yard drive and a score. And St. Cecilia goes up by 3 scores now. In to try the extra point will be the Grant Schmidt. His second attempt here tonight. This one's up, certainly long enough, and it is up and good. So Grant Schmidt with the extra point, and St. Cecilia has a 3-touchdown lead with 5:52 to go in period number 3. St. Cecilia 21, Southern Valley nothing. Back with the Blue Hawks kickoff in 30 seconds.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Protein Design.
Welcome back to Duncan Field High School football here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. As the Blue Hawks score 55 yards, 11 plays. Patrick Herman, 8-yard touchdown run, 21 to nothing. St. Cecilia aided there in that drive by a 15-yard personal foul on the Eagles. Line drive kick caught there by Quinn at about the 10-yard line, to the 15, to the 20. Has some running room out past the 30. Coming this way is Quinn. He almost loses the football, stays on his feet, breaks a couple tackles. Wilnert finally brings him down at the 42, but a great return there by Hunter Quinn. Moves that football. He got it at the 10 all the way out to the 41-yard line. A 31-yard kickoff return out to the Eagles, 41. Hunter Quinn, who broke about 3 or 4 tackles there. First and 10 at their own 41. 21 to nothing. St. Cecilia in the lead. And the medical staff kind of tending to Lance Schmidt on this near sideline. The Blue Hawks tackle has been battling some stuff all season, and he's being tended to right now. Throwing the football is Perkins. It's going to be overthrown, incomplete, intended for Hunter Quinn, and well overthrown and incomplete. Second and 10 at the Eagles' 41-yard line. Second down, 10 yards to go at the 41-yard line. as the Eagles will try it again. That's 11 throws, 4 completions for 71 yards for Southern Valley on the night. 5:34 to go in this third quarter. 21-0 in favor of the homestanding St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Perkins will keep the football. Faked it, took it out of the belly of Lewis. Perkins kept it, and he's going to maybe get back to the line of scrimmage. They may even spot that thing, and they will, back for a loss of about a yard. And it's 3rd and 11. Lip still in the 41. No gain on the play. No gain on the play for the quarterback, Jeremiah Perkins. 3rd down and 10 for the Eagles at their own 41. St. Cecilia's defense again has allowed 30 yards on the ground. 71 through the air. 3rd down and 10. Perkins fakes it to Lewis. Keeps the football, but he's tripped up on the play in the backfield. Trevor Ernst. Nice play defensively there by Ernst back at the 37. And a loss of 4. So it's going to be 4th and long. And the Eagles are going to have to punt once again. A 4-yard loss there by Perkins. Well, St. Cecilia defensively has just stopped the running game completely of Southern Valley. Trevor Ernst with the tackle there, the 200-pound senior, has had a real good night defensively. 4th and 14, Kalp will punt. Line drive kick again inside St. Cecilia territory. And Avery Driscoll almost picked it up and then at the last second said, no, better not. And it's down at the 33-yard line. So that's where St. Cecilia will start 1st and 10 at their own 33. So the Bluehawks score in their first possession of this third quarter. Get it for the second time. 4:04 to go. And St. Cecilia will try to work some more time off that clock in this series. Howell, the toss to Herman, comes this way. Willard leads him. Herman still on his feet. He goes. He may go all the way. They're not going to get him. Patrick Herman's going to go 67 yards for a touchdown. His 3rd of the night. St. Cecilia goes 67 yards. One play. Patrick Herman, a 67-yard run. And St. Cecilia has solved this defense of Southern Valley, not getting a first down till the 6:18 mark of the second quarter. 3 touchdowns on the ground by the Hawks since then, and they now lead 27-0. Well, the Blue Hawks score 2 touchdowns in 2 minutes and 1 second. Grant Schmidt will try the extra point. So add 67 more, giving Herman 178 yards rushing. There's the kick, and it's going to be blocked. Kick is blocked. Grant Schmidt's kick is blocked. And it'll be staying at 27-0. 3:51 to go, third quarter. Timeout on the field. St. Cecilia 27. Southern Valley nothing. Back right after this.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help.
Welcome back to Duncan Field. It's now 27-0 Blue Hawks. In the third quarter, the Blue Hawks have 2 scores this quarter. An electrifying 67-yard run, the play up front by the Blue Hawks, and then Tyler Wilnard leading the play, cleared things out, and once Herman got past the line of scrimmage that time, he was gone. He wasn't going to be caught, and he scored for 67-yard run. The kickoff to Quinn. Quinn tries the left side, still on his feet. Good return again by Hunter Quinn. Out past the 30, and Southern Valley will start right there. First and 10 at the 33-yard line. So that's where St. Cecilia started moments ago. Had one play and went 67 yards to score. The Eagles have it first and 10 in their own 33-yard line with 3:44 to go here in period number three. And St. Cecilia, two scores this quarter, has made this one a little easier on themselves so far. There's the toss to Lewis, and he's hit by Herman. And might have fallen forward for maybe a yard is Lewis. Maybe yard will give him one. Second and nine at the 34-yard line. St. Cecilia grudgingly has given up 27 yards on the ground and 71 through the air. So it's right around 100 yards of total offense. Second down and about 9.5 at the 34 for the Eagles. Clock runs with 3:08 to go in the third quarter. St. Cecilia with a four-score lead, 27-0. Perkins rolls to his left, wants to throw, does long down the field. It's going to be incomplete, almost intercepted there by the Blue Hawks. Zach Kitten, one of the cornerbacks. St. Cecilia has been going with the Trevor Ernst at a defensive end and Cody Zexer on that defensive line. Michael Walls there, the linebackers. And Tommy O'Keefe at a defensive end. Willard's been a linebacker, of course. Alex Sheehy. Avery Driscoll, the free safety. Patrick Herman, a linebacker. Gus Clark, a linebacker. And Zach Kitten, Jake Cato, the cornerbacks. The defense has been superb tonight. Running the football, Lewis. A little head of steam there. Tackled, though, by... Speaking of Kitten and Cato, both of them were Sheehy, excuse me, and Cato. From the 34 out to the 40-yard line, a pickup of 6 on the play. It's going to be fourth down and 3 yards to go. Lewis got 6. He needed 9. And it's fourth down and 3. At this point from the 40 with 3 yards to go on fourth down, the Eagles are going to go for it. They figure 27-0. We better go for it if we have any chance at all to win this one. Fourth down and 3. Fake the handoff to Lewis on the option. Goes to Cato. Cato's dropped for a loss on the play. Saints to see a defense strings that one out. And Zach Kitten throws Kalp for a loss back at the 38-yard line. Loss of 2 on the play and a loss on the play, and St. Cecilia takes over on downs. It was 4th and 3. And a loss all the way back to the 38. A loss of 5 on that play. And the Eagles turn it over on downs, and St. Cecilia has it 1st and 10 at the Southern Valley 38-yard line. So St. Cecilia with a chance to go ahead even further here. Howell wants to throw long down the deep left sideline. It's going to be caught on the play and falling down after the catch. Jake Cato as Cannon Howell with the throw. Cato with the catch down to the 4-yard line, maybe the 3, first and goal there. And a pickup of 35 yards and a first and goal at the 3-yard line. The first long pass play of the night, 35 yards there to Cato. He's caught 2 balls for 32, but that one for 35 yards and a first and goal to the 3. Cannon Howell will keep it behind center and left guard, maybe a yard to the 2. Second and goal at the 2-yard line. St. Cecilia about to go in for their third score of this quarter with 1:30 clock runs in the third quarter. Second down and goal from the 2 for St. Cecilia as they try to really cement this one away. Second and goal at the 2. Cannon Howell turns, hands it off to Herman, and he's dropped behind the line of scrimmage. Loss of maybe about 3 or 4 on that play. Nothing there for the St. Cecilia. Third and goal. The football back at the 5, a loss of 3 on the play. Third and goal. from the 5-yard line. The play in from the near sideline. Ryan Baker and Jake Cato have been running the plays in and out for the Blue Hawks from the split end position. Baker brings this one in. Cannon Howell will go over center. Final 35 seconds of the third quarter. Third and goal from the 5. Cannon Howell turns the toss to Herman. He's going to bull his way. Close into the end zone. Touchdown, yes. No, close. Not a touchdown. Official started to raise his hand, but it was to raise his hand that it's going to be fourth down and goal. They're going to bring Grant Schmidt in to try the field goal here. Fourth and goal from about the 1. Herman got 4. The official started to raise his hands, but he raised his right hand to spot the football at about the 1-yard line, fourth and goal. And the first third quarter is going to come to an end. So that's the end of the third quarter. St. Cecilia faces a fourth and goal when we return after 3. St. Cecilia 27, Southern Valley nothing. Back in 30 seconds.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Over on ESPN 1550, a little update there. Kearney Catholic leads it over Cozad 14-7 with about 7 minutes left in the third quarter. Take it back to Duncan Field.
Thank you very much, John Dibbern, for that update. Remember all the scores later on tonight on the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show on Sister Stations 1230 KHS and Classic Hits 98.9 tonight. So listen to all the scores on the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. Stay tuned after our game tonight for the player of the game and then the coach's postgame show here at Duncan Field. We'll start the fourth quarter, 27-0 St. Cecilia, and the Blue Hawks have it fourth down and goal from the 1-yard line. Now St. Cecilia is going to send out. They had sent in, looked like a field goal team, but St. Cecilia from about the 1 is going to send out their offense here and not worry about the field goal. They're 4 scores ahead. They're going to try to get into the end zone here again with Cannon Howell at quarterback. Wilner Driscoll and Herman behind the quarterback. Double tight ends. The turn, the handoff goes to Herman. He's going to go into the end zone, but there's a flag on the play. And this might be on St. Cecilia. Herman got into the end zone, an illegal motion on the Hawks. We'll move it back to the 6. So it's going to be fourth down and goal from the 6-yard line for the Blue Hawks. We'll see what they want to do now. Fourth and goal back of the 6, and Grant Schmidt will come out. Schmidt's been doing the kicking and extra points tonight. St. Cecilia may set up a try for a field goal. The line of scrimmage now back at the 6. Well, St. Cecilia looks like they're going to try a field goal here. Gus Clark's going to hold the line of scrimmage. The spot is going to be about the 12-yard line. This is a 22-yard field goal attempt. It's going to be a fake now. Clark on the option will run the football. He's going to be pulled down short of the end zone, and the Blue Hawks turn it over on downs. The fake field goal there, and the number 2 quarterback, Gus Clark, on the fake, kept the football from the hold position. But Clark could not get it into the end zone on that fourth and goal, and the Blue Hawks turn it over to the Eagles on the missed attempt at a touchdown on the fourth and goal. First and 10 for the Eagles at their own 5-yard line, so really no harm, no foul there on the Blue Hawks. They have the big lead, and they show the fake field goal and have the Eagles pinned back at the 5 in Southern Valley with the big deficit facing them. We'll try to get down the field, get some points on the board. And the Eagles have to take a timeout as they don't have the right amount of people on the field once again. Timeout Eagles, so we'll take one with 11:27 to go in the ball game. St. Cecilia 27, Southern Valley nothing. Back in another 30 seconds.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Welcome back to Duncan Field. Blaine Bulis with you. High school football tonight here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska, as the Blue Hawks with the lead, 27-0, are out there on defense, and we do see Lance Schmidt on this near sideline now sitting, and he has a big ice pack around his left knee, and we certainly don't like to see that. Maybe we'll have an update on his condition here on the postgame show, but he's got a big pack around that left knee. Southern Valley with the football, first and 10 on their own 5-yard line. The handoff goes to the running back. Let's see who carried that one. And it was Christian Lewis. A pickup of maybe a yard to the 6-yard line. Lewis has rushed for 18 yards. The Eagles have rushed for 29 yards net in this football game. 11 minutes to go, 27-0 St. Cecilia. A lot of rushing plays tonight. This game has been played in a rather brisk fashion. The toss goes this time to Lewis. Runs into Wildard once again.
Ball carried by Lewis.
Out near the 10. It's going
to
be third down. Third down and about 5 yards to go at the 10-yard line of the Eagles. Third and 5 at the 10. St. Cecilia on the defense here. Southern Valley trying to put something together to at least get on the board here as they are going to fall, barring a crazy set of circumstances. The 2-4 in the air. There's the toss this time. The running back coming this way, but nowhere to go. Running that football is Perkins.
Ball carried by Brooks.
Excuse me, running that football. And the play was Dan Dietz. Dan Dietz first carry. A loss of a yard on the play, and it's 4th and 6. So Dan Dietz, who's run the ball a few times this year for the Eagles, got only one there. And it's 4th down and 4 yards to go. 4th and 4, and Kalp's got a punt. Alex Kalp will have to punt once again for the Eagles. And there's the kick. Nice high kick. Driscoll at the 48-yard line of Southern Valley to the 45, to the 40, to about the 35-yard line where Avery goes down there, and it'll be St. Cecilia football. As we are in the fourth quarter of play now.
First down and 10 for St. Cecilia at the Southern Valley 35.
So St. Cecilia with that punt return by Driscoll to the 35, a 13-yard punt return. First and 10 at the Southern Valley 35-yard line for the Blue Hawks. As they have this one well in hand here, Cannon Howell in the reverse option to Herman. Runs into a defender, and we'll have to just take that one for a gain of maybe one or two.
No gain on the carry.
On the play, but nothing there for Patrick that time. Second and 10 at the 35-yard line of Southern Valley. Herman, I have him for netting 179 yards on the ground, and he scored 3 touchdowns. Second and 10 at the 35 for the Blue Hawks. Clock runs with 8:40 to go. St. Cecilia now keep the ball in bounds, run the football, take time off the clock, and get out of here with win number 5. Driscoll on the wing back. Handoff from the inside, handoff there, inside the 20, Avery Driscoll. First down for St. Cecilia. Avery Driscoll with a run from the 35. 18-yard, and there's a 17-yard pickup there for Avery Driscoll. And St. Cecilia has it first down and 10 at the 18 of Southern Valley. Saints SC hits the road for a very important district contest at Donovan Trumbull next week. Donovan Trumbull mixing it up with Sutton tonight. And there's a couple of guys wearing the white tops and black pants across that line of scrimmage. Southern Valley will jump offside. Five-yard penalty on the Eagles. Moves it to their 13. It'll be first and five for the Blue Hawks at the 13 of Southern Valley. 8:11 clock runs, fourth quarter. Saints is seeing on the drive here. They've scored a couple touchdowns in each half. Hand off to Wilnard, the fullback. Keeps the feet churning. Tyler Wilnard finally pulled to the ground. It's going to be a first and goal. As Tyler moved it from the 13 down to about the 3-yard line. First and goal at the 3. 8-yard pickup there by Tyler Wilden, who's only carried the football twice tonight for 8 yards. He's done a great job lead blocking for Patrick Herman. First and goal at the 3. St. Cecilia jumps at right guard, and that pulls Southern Valley off, but it looks like this is going to be 5 on the Blue Hawks. Illegal procedure. St. Cecilia proceeded illegally on that play. Second and goal back at the 8, a 5-yard penalty. And the Hawks have it. First and goal now back at the 8-yard line. The handoff goes to Herman, and he's decked about the 6. Tyler Brooks on the tackle. Second and goal at the 6-yard line. Herman gets 2 more there. Second and goal about the 6 for the Hawks. Clock continues to run. We're down to about 7 minutes to play in this fourth quarter. Hawks and Driscoll wide to the left. And Ryan Baker wide to the right. Cannon Howell hands off to Wilnard, and he'll get it inside the 5, but not into the end zone.
Ball carried by Wilnard.
It's going to be third down and goal for St. Cecilia. Again, this is running plays. Keep the clock moving. And pick up a 3. Third and goal at the 3. Tyler Wilnard picks up 3. Third and goal at the 3-yard line. 6:27 clock runs, fourth quarter of play. 27-0 St. Cecilia in the lead. Cannon Howell will keep it straight over his center. He moves it, twists and turns, tries to get into the end zone. Officials say no. It's going to be fourth down and goal. 2 yards for Howell. Cannon Howell got 2, and it's fourth and goal at the 1-yard line. St. Cecilia was in this spot moments ago, had a penalty, and faked a field goal. But this is fourth and goal at the 1. They're going to go for it here with 5:43 to go. Howell turns, hands the football off, and into the end zone is a touchdown. Patrick Herman with his 4th touchdown of the night. St. Cecilia leads it now by the score of 33-0. 5:38 to go in this football game, and 4 consecutive touchdowns for Patrick Herman. A 1-yard plunge there. 4 TDs, 182 yards rushing for Herman. And it's 33-0 with 5:38 to go. St. Cecilia's Grant Schmidt will try this extra point. Gus Clark will hold for the Blue Hawks. It is on the tee. It is kicked by Schmidt. It is up, certainly high enough, and it is long enough, and it is good. So Grant Schmidt kicks the extra point. So we'll take a timeout with 5:38 to play. St. Cecilia 34, Southern Valley nothing. Back right after this.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration.
Seely's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
And over on 1230 KHAS, the Blue Hawks may want to keep up if they want to outscore what the Adams Central Patriots are doing. They lead Minden 45-0 in the fourth quarter. Back out to Duncan Field.
Okay, thank you very much, John. So, teams playing in Hastings tonight. Hastings teams, St. Cecilia and Adams Central rolling two shutout wins the way it looks. Hastings High on the road at McCook tonight. There's the kickoff near sideline by Gonzalez, picked up on the near sideline by Lewis. He had to pick it up before St. Cecilia could get down there and cover it, but Christian was right on the sideline, but he did have to grab that football. He did at about the 20-yard line, but had to immediately step right out of bounds. So the Eagles take over first and 10 at the 20-yard line. As we'll play out the last 5:38 of this game, St. Cecilia with a 34-0 lead. St. Cecilia will go to 5-1 on the year, and they'll head back into district play. And they'll go back into district play at Donovan Trumbull. And Donovan Trumbull with the lead over Sutton in the fourth quarter. That'll be, of course, probably for the district championship next Friday night. There's the toss to Kalk. He will throw it long down the field. It's going to be intercepted on the play by St. Cecilia's Jake Kadow. And Kadow with the interception, the fourth turnover, the third interception by St. Cecilia. As the Eagles try to get on the board with a little razzle-dazzle, the quarterback Perkins handing off to Jake Kadow, the wide receiver who comes around from that position, takes the football and then tried the long pass down the field to try to catch the Blue Hawks napping. They weren't. Jeff Cato with the interception, the fourth turnover by the Eagles, the third interception for St. Cecilia. And St. Cecilia now will get Cannon Howell out of there, and the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks will run in the second unit. Gus Clark's going to be in there at quarterback. So the second unit in there, the first unit done for the night for St. Cecilia. Clark hands off to the fullback. Running of the football for St. Cecilia is going to be Dayton Seeley, the sophomore. St. Cecilia had it first and 10 on their own 46-yard line, and a loss of one on the play there. Back to the 45, second and 11. So St. Cecilia gets four touchdowns and 182 yards rushing for Patrick Herman tonight on the evening, as he certainly led the way for the Blue Hawks with four scores and 182 yards on the ground. He was about all of the offense for St. Cecilia rushing the ball. There's a bad snap to the quarterback as they can't make connections there. Gus Clark does fall on the ball, but the football at the 45, so no gain there. So no gain, third and 11 at the 45 for St. Cecilia as they run players in and out of there. Into the game for the Hawks, David Wynn, a sophomore on the field. Also out there is Seth, the Kierkegaard for St. Cecilia, and they have their tailback in the football game. Daniel Harden, the junior. On the option, it's Clark. He'll toss the ball to Harden. It'll go out of bounds on the far sideline, though, back at the 42-yard line. A loss of three more there. So nothing in that series with the second unit, and they got to be a little bit chilly coming in cold to run a little bit here, but a loss of three on that play. And it's going to be fourth down and 14, so St. Cecilia will punt that football away with 4:06 to go. 34-0 in favor of the Blue Hawks. Patrick Herman will have to come back in to kick away here now. And Herman will kick that football, and he's knocked down. A very short punt, might have been deflected. It bounces at the 48, and Avery Driscoll will down that ball about the 43-yard line. There's a penalty marker down. As Herman was run into as he punted, the ball was also deflected. It went about 5 yards past the line of scrimmage and bounced back to the line of scrimmage, but a roughing the kicker penalty here. We'll see if it's 5 or 15. And Patrick Herman's going to come off the field, and he's moving a little slowly off the field, but I believe he's okay. Don't get hurt on a punt with 4 minutes to go, leading 34 to nothing. The Eagles went for the block, and Herman's flexing his right leg a little bit, but I believe he's okay. He was run in two, and they're going to mark the 15 yards on the roughing the kicker penalty on Southern Valley. And it's going to be a first down for the Hawks at about the 44-yard line of Southern Valley. So the first down via the penalty, first and 10, St. Cecilia at the Eagles' 44-yard line. St. Cecilia will have a chance to run some more series with their second unit. And Harden's out there. Some other guys out on the field. Zach Kitten, who's played a lot offensively, is out there. And Braden Poppy out there, one of the tackles into the game now. David Winnie is going to be a tailback for St. Cecilia. And a timeout Southern Valley as they take a timeout on the far side of the field. So St. Cecilia will come out with the football late in this contest. St. Cecilia on their way, well on their way to their fifth win of the year. We'll take a timeout, 3:57 to go, fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 34, Southern Valley nothing, back in 30 seconds.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
And back at Duncan Field in Hastings, we'll play out the final 4 minutes of this football game. St. Cecilia with the ball. And they have a couple of guys moving the backfield as they have in there at fullbacks, Dayton Seeley and Daniel Harden's the tailback, and they both moved a little quickly there. 5 yard penalty. We'll move the football. 49 of Southern Valley. It'll be first and 15 at the 49 of Southern Valley. And St. Cecilia's got Sam Young in there at the center position. Clark turns, hands it off to Harden. Harden will move his way down inside the 45 of Southern Valley. Nice run there by Harden from the 49 to the 44. He got the penalty back, so 5 yard gain there by Daniel Harden. Daniel's 170-pound junior. And it's second and 10 at the 44. Clock runs 3.5 minutes to go. The Eagles are pretty much done for the tonight. They have been dominated defensively by St. Cecilia tonight. A couple of long plays, but that's been about it for St. Cecilia. From the shotgun, Clark will keep the ball. Gus Clark will move it for 4 or 5. He's inside the 40 to about the 38. He got 6 on the play. And it's going to be 3rd down and 4, but there is a flag on the play. And it's a hold on St. Cecilia at the 40, so that will nullify that run. Penalty markers at the 40. That'll move it back to midfield, a 10-yard penalty on St. Cecilia. And it'll be back at the 50-yard line. So it's going to be 2nd down and about 16 yards to go at midfield. So that's 6 yards on Clark. It's 2nd down and 16 at midfield for St. Cecilia. Gus Clark will run the option, keep the football, 45-yard line. Gus inside the 40. Good burst of speed there by Gus Clark. He moved it from the 50 to the 37, got 13. It's 3rd and 3, so Gus Clark with a 13-yard pickup. And St. Cecilia against the kind of the second unit out there also for Southern Valley. Final 2:35 in this game. 3rd and 3 at the Southern Valley 37-yard line. And Clark out. They'll have the football. Clark on the toss to Harden. Harden will follow Seeley's block. 35-30 inside the 35, about the 25-yard line. First down, St. Cecilia. And again, a nice run there by Daniel Harden. Harden moves it down to the 26. He got 11 yards on the play.
marker on the field.
And another penalty. Another hold on St. Cecilia. So that'll nullify that 11-yard run by Daniel Harden. Anderson moved back to the 44-yard line. And it's going to be third down and about 10 yards to go at the 44. Another 10-yard penalty on the Hawks, another hold. Third and 10 at the 44. Hey, you guys playing on the second string, you're never going to get to the first string by holding. Quit holding. It's third down and 10 at the 44-yard line. And we jump. The Eagles jump a little bit. The Hawks jump on the far side there. It's an Eagle procedure. Another 5-yard penalty on St. Cecilia. It's third down and about 15 at midfield. 1:50 to go. On a much more delightful evening at Duncan Field. The wind has just about ceased. It's a beautiful fall night. And St. Cecilia is going to go to 5-1 on the year, and the Eagles are going to drop to 2-4. And St. Cecilia will head to Donovan and play Donovan Trumbull next week. Inside handoff coming this way, running, and he may go. He will go for the touchdown. Running that football, Zach Kitten. Kitten from the wingback position, taking that handoff and running 35 yards for a touchdown.
Touchdown run by Zach Kitten.
Zach Kitten, a 50-yard touchdown run, excuse me. 50 yards, Zach Kitten, and a touchdown. And there was nobody home on this near side for the Eagles, and Zach Kitten, a 50-yard run. So that will give the Blue Hawks the 40-0 lead with 1:21 to go, and they'll come out and try for two here. And Clark, the quarterback, will keep it, now toss it to Harden, and Harden will get in the end zone for the touchdown, or excuse me, the two-point conversion. Daniel Harden with a 3-yard run for the 2-point conversion, and St. Cecilia with the 42-0 lead with 1:21 to go will take a timeout. Blue Hawks 42, Southern Valley nothing, back in 30 seconds.
It's that time of year again when flu shot season is upon us. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, as well as TRICARE, Coventry, and certain other insurance programs cover flu shots free of charge. Pertussis, tetanus, pneumonia, and shingles vaccines are also covered by Blue Cross Blue Shield. Any questions? Call Bird's Pharmacy, 402-462-4466 for more information on your vaccination program.
Thanks to tonight's sponsor, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
And back at Duncan Field, we're going to play out the final 1:21, and we're going to play this 1:21 out in a hurry, as you may expect. 35-point rule now in effect as St. Cecilia has gone ahead by more than 35. And when you do that in the second half, you get a running clock. So this will probably be a quick 1:21. It'll probably take a minute and 21 seconds to play this minute and 21 seconds left in the game as the clock will continue to run as soon as this ball is touched by the Southern Valley receivers on this kickoff. And St. Cecilia will roll up 278 total yards on the ground this evening. Gonzalez kicks it off, and it will bounce near the sideline and out of bounds. So that will move the ball out to the 35-yard line. That's where Southern Valley will start this final play or two with 1:21 to go in the contest. The clock will be running with a 42-0 St. Cecilia lead.
Quarter 273
yards on the ground for St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia will throw for 47 yards. They'll have 325 total yards. About their average this season tonight. From the shotgun, Southern Valley will run the football. And running it's going to be their second string quarterback. And running it pretty well on the far sideline will be Chance Best. Number two quarterback will run it from the 35 all the way out to the 48-yard line.
Carried by Best.
A pickup of 13 on the play.
49-yard line.
first and 10. Of course, this being against the second and third unit people for St. Cecilia. Clock continues to run with 45 seconds to go in the contest. St. Cecilia will win it. There's the fake handoff. The ball hits the turf, falling on it back at the 40-yard line is Southern Valley's Lane Barker, and there's a loss on the play of eight. Back at the 40, the final 25 seconds rolling off. Southern Valley might snap it one more time. The ball's back on the 40-yard line. This will be the last play of the game if the Eagles do indeed get it off. They'll get to the line of scrimmage, and Chance Best, the quarterback, will take the snap. This will be the last play of the football game, barring a penalty. And Best takes the football, hands it off, and pulled down for another loss on the play will be the Southern Valley ball carry. And that's it. The ball game is over, and St. Cecilia wins it by the score of 42-0, getting four touchdowns on the ground from Patrick Herman, and a fumble recovery for a score and a late touchdown run in this game, and the Hawks win it 42-0. We'll be back to talk about it in 2 minutes.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com. The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four qualifying Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to an $80 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Getting you caught up on the other scores on our Platte River Radio network of stations. Over on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic leads it over Cozad 20-13, about 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter at the last update. Adams Central has won it over Minden 45-6, so about 3 points off for St. Cecilia to beat out Adams Central for the most points scored by a Hastings team. And at last check, 30-26, Sutton over Donovan Trumbull. Those guys are in the fourth as well. Let's take it back to Duncan Field for the postgame.
All right, thank you very much, John. Welcome back to Duncan Field. St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Southern Valley by the score of 42-0. With this game a defensive matchup and struggle in the first quarter of play. The team's trading punts, and neither team doing much offensively. St. Cecilia takes advantage of a turnover by the Eagles in the first quarter, a fumble that Alex Sheehy picked up and ran 51 yards for a score. St. Cecilia led 6-0 after the first quarter. In fact, the Blue Hawks are struggling early offensively, didn't get a first down until the 6:18 mark of period number two. That was in their only touchdown drive of the first half. The Blue Hawks in that drive, 66 yards. The final 44 covered by Patrick Herman. St. Cecilia got their only touchdown offensively in that first half, but Herman goes 44 yards and the two-point pass play for the conversion from Cannon Howell to Alex Sheehy. It was 14-0 in favor of St. Cecilia at halftime. Herman, who had four touchdown runs on the evening, scored a couple in the third quarter. The Blue Hawks on their first possession go 55 yards on 11 plays, aided by a 15-yard personal foul on the Eagles. Herman, the final 8 yards, 21-0, St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia's next possession of the third quarter, Patrick Herman, a 67-yard run, a one play, 67-yard drive, 27-0 as the Blue Hawks led it at that point. In the fourth quarter, Herman scores again on a 1 yard touchdown run, 34-0, with 5:38 to go in the ball game. And late in the game, as the second and third unit peoples out there, Zach Kitten ran 50 yards on a touchdown run for St. Cecilia, and the Blue Hawks won it by the score of 42-0 tonight. So four touchdowns on the evening for Patrick Herman, Alex Sheehy a fumble recovery for a score, and Zach Kitten a touchdown run for the Blue Hawks. They won it by the score of 42-0. But what an effort by the St. Cecilia defense. They allowed, as I have it up here, only 105 total yards in this game. Only 34 yards on the ground for Southern Valley. Only 71 through the air, and all 71 of those passing yards in the first half for Southern Valley. All four catches by Hunter Quinn. A couple of long plays there in their final drive of the first half for the Eagles. 61 yards in pass plays for the Eagles in that second quarter drive, but they could not score. Missed a field goal to end the first half. 105 total yards for Southern Valley, only 34 on the ground, 71 through the air. Just a great defensive effort by St. Cecilia this evening. The Blue Hawks, on the other hand, offensively, after struggling early, ended up with 325 total yards, 278 on the ground, 47 throwing the ball, 325 total for St. Cecilia. Patrick Herman ended up with 182 yards rushing the football. Of course, two touchdown runs. One was 44, one was 67. So there is 121 of those 182 on those two running scores by Herman, who ended up with four a total. But 182 yards rushing for Patrick Herman as the Blue Hawks rolled up 278 on the ground. And the Cannon Howell with four completions in five attempts for St. Cecilia. Two catches, Jeff Cato for 42 yards. Herman had one catch for two, and Tyler Wildnard one catch for three. But Wildnard, again, with the great job, its lead blocker for a lot of Herman's runs behind that offensive line. And the great job by Wildnard also on defense. He led the way on defense along with Trevor Ernst tonight and all the defensive players. For St. Cecilia, they win it by the score 42-0. So a slow start offensively, but the Blue Hawks figured it out and rolled up 42 points in this game and held the Eagles to 105 total yards. The final score, St. Cecilia wins it 42-0. The Blue Hawks now 5-1 on the year. They go back to district play next Friday at Donovan against Donovan Trumbull, who is in a battle with Sutton late in that contest over in Donovan. The Eagles dropped to 2-4. Southern Valley 2-4 in the year. They play Ravenna next week. Again, the final score here at Duncan Field. St. Cecilia 42, Southern Valley nothing. But stay tuned. Our post-game programming will continue as we'll have the player of the game. We'll announce our St. Cecilia player or maybe players of the game tonight. Then the coach's post-game show in just a couple of minutes after that. So, again, the final score here at Duncan Field, St. Cecilia 42, Southern Valley nothing. Stay tuned. The Player of the Game program is up next.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Player of the Game and the Coach's Postgame Show. It's all coming up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Hastings.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers.
Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Time now for the player of the game on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
All right, Blaine Buell's back with you here at Duncan Field. The Blue Hawks win it over the Southern Valley Eagles by the score of 42-0. St. Cecilia rolling up, 278 on the ground, 47 through the air after their slow start offensively. They didn't get a first down until midway through the second quarter, but figured out the Southern Valley defense and got four touchdown runs after that by Patrick Herman. And Patrick also 182 yards total on the evening, also playing a good defense tonight. The entire St. Cecilia defense playing well. You could give them the nod if you wanted to as a team as far as this night is concerned. But we'll name our players of the game right after this timeout.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Welcome back to Duncan Field, our players of the game tonight. And I tell you, we're going to give it to a couple guys tonight. Well, Patrick Kern, when you score four touchdowns and rush for 182 yards, it's tough not to give it to him, but he will kind of represent the offense. He also, of course, plays a lot of defense. But I tell you, I thought Trevor Ernst did a pretty good job defensively tonight. I don't know if Coach Aarons will agree with that. We probably should give the nod to the whole defense. But, the senior, Trevor, he's working his tail off, that kind of thing, but we'll give it to Trevor Ernst and Patrick Herman tonight. A couple of guys lead the way in this victory tonight for St. Cecilia. So Patrick Herman and Trevor Ernst are players of the game tonight for St. Cecilia. They win it 42-0 over Southern Valley. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is up next.
You've been listening to the player of the game on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coaches' postgame show up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings.
Hi, welcome back to Duncan Field. Randy Aarons is here, assistant football coach and defensive coordinator for the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. They win it by the score of 42-0 tonight over the Southern Valley Eagles in a football game that the Blue Hawks struggled early on offensively, defensively solid all night. But, Coach, took a while to get going tonight, but once the Blue Hawks did, they saw things and figured things out. But overall, real good performance, especially by the defense.
Well, I just think, you said we struggled a little bit early, but I think that's just a credit to Southern Valley. We knew coming in that they're a very good football team. And, their record's deceiving at 2-3. I think they've lost to Hershey, Blue Hill, mm-hmm. and Donovan, and we know those are three pretty good teams. So it was something that we expected, and watching them on film, they're big kids, they're athletic kids. Out here on the field, 9-3 game. We told Coach. I said, Coach, I said, look at him. He goes, they look good in uniforms, don't they? They look good in uniforms. They came out and played, and it was tough. And the wind being a factor and things like that, it's just a credit to our kids. Our kids really, really, hung in there and hung in there and hung in there. And it doesn't hurt having a fumble recovery for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Get a defensive score and things like that. But they just hung with it and hung with it. And we came out second half and, you know, were able to separate a little bit. But that score is somewhat deceiving at 42-0, because it was a much more difficult and much tougher game than that.
Yeah, Coach, it was scoreless. And, again, the Blue Hawks put one drive together in that second quarter. You had the errant pitch out here, and then called a timeout. Coach Tesmer went out there and talked to the offense. The Southern Valley was playing good defense. Was just that they weren't quite in sync. They just needed something to switch to their how they were executing around. Is that one of the things that happened in that second quarter too?
Yeah, they know, yeah. And this could have been a signature win for their team, and so their kids are fired up and things like that. But I just think it took us a little bit to somewhat get going, to get our confidence, to get our blocking assignments, you know, and things like that. But we did a nice job, and you said we had an errant pitch, but we were able to recover it.
Yeah.
We had a pick six, or not a pick six, but they picked one off on about 25 over here, and it was four downs and out for us. And so I think our kids really, really bought into the team defense aspect tonight. And really played well together as a group, and that's something that I think they had a lot of fun doing that, because they were able to, shut down a very physical football team playing very well together as a team.
Yeah, you talk about a team concept. Why, when Alex Sheehy gets that fumble recovery, that can really boost up the offense too. I know a lot of the guys play both ways, but when the defense does something and scores points, all it can do is help the offense, and it did tonight, as you were able to then put a drive together. But big play though defensively by Alex. That kind of got things turned around and got the Blue Hawks going.
I didn't know what was going on. I just saw the pile. Yeah. Score for us, because both sides struggled moving the ball offensively in the first quarter, especially with the wind, and so with the wind being a factor. And so you got that defensive score, and not that we exhaled and took a
sure,
but it kind of lets you get the nerves out of the system, put some points on the board, and then they're always playing from behind, and so that gives you a little bit of confidence as you move.
Alex, he's a pretty good player, isn't he, Coach? I mean, he's a good leader. He's a good kid, a good leader, he's having a heck of a season. I know he wants to be and is really one of the top leaders on this team, isn't he?
And we have a lot of good players on our
team.
Yeah,
sure. Yes, I know.
If you watch Alex warm up, and people aren't here early enough, but if you watch him warm up, he does a lot of nice things with his footwork and his speed. Just some natural looking flow to what he does. And so, again, separate him from the others, because we all work pretty hard, but yeah, he has a quiet leader. The kids respect him. Heck, he was voted homecoming queen, came here a couple weeks ago, and so when you get that kind of respect, people can gravitate towards that person, and then makes a big play, it makes it that much easier. But we can't say enough about our seniors. They come out tonight playing at Duncan Field. I talked to Dallas Kimmel after the game, had a pretty tough rough first half. He showed a lot of courage the second half. He had a very good second half. You mentioned Trevor Ernst, a defensive end out there tonight. Tommy O'Keefe came in. Melan Schmidt went down with an injury. Mason Furman played in the second half there at defensive end. And I know I'm missing some seniors, but those are some of the kids that you don't always hear about get mentioned, and they're a key to our success. And you throw Ty Mangers in there at offensive guard. A lot of times they're in the background when Patrick Herman has the four touchdowns, Cam Bell throws the long pass, things like that. So you just need to recognize those guys and the work they did up front and on the line of scrimmage on defense.
Yeah, and Blue Hawks with the 42-0 win tonight. I know you always like to talk a lot about the defense, but I tell you, boy, great defensive effort. I have the Southern Valley with just a little over 100 yards total on this night. They get the 71 passing yards total, but two of those covered, I think, 61 yards late in that second half. They get a couple of long plays there, but overall, they could not move the ball on the ground at all. The defense well prepared tonight, Coach, and I think they stayed their ground. They weren't out of position very often tonight.
Wayne, we really kind of try to simplify some things and let our guys have not necessarily more freedom, but yet simplifies things so they can just go and not worry about the technique, rather than trying to get to this gap, trying to get over this guy's shoulder, and things like that. So, credit those two guys inside that started tonight. Of course, Cody Zexer is a junior, Mike Walls is a sophomore. I think they just caused a bunch of havoc inside just with their quickness, and they are two really tough kids and ornery kids. So those are the kind of kids that you hate that we all line up against because, you know, they're relentless and they're going to come this play, they're going to come the next play. What are they going to do this play? You know, and we, Coach Tesmer, had really worked on implementing and, you know, saying different things that we should work on defense. We bounce some ideas off each other. You know, but he should get a lot of credit for, you know, just making sure that we take care of what we need to do on the line of scrimmage, and then everything else will take care of itself in the secondary.
Okay, I don't know if he's ornery or not, but I tell you, you know, hats off also, too, to, you know, we're not, you know, singling out. Again, you could mention every kid on the team. Tyler Wilner and the job he did tonight, and the job he does week in and week out as the lead blocker for Patrick Kerman. That fullback position is a rough place to play because you're the guy that can really spring these big runs sometimes, and he's really a rock on defense. But he had a great game tonight too, I thought. And I guess you'll have to comment if he's ornery or not. Yep. Yeah.
That was my first thought. And then, you know, not to take away, his blocking as a fullback, I think he is an outstanding weapon for us as a blocker because you have somebody with his speed, with his size, and his knowledge of how to block and how to finish blocks coming at you. As a high school, I played in defensive backfield as a high school kid. I would not want Tyler Wilner coming at me because he does a nice job, an outstanding job. You know, nice isn't fair to, you know, describe how he blocks. He's an outstanding blocker for us, and so that's something that I hope he takes a lot of pride in because I'm sure it'll be noticed on film by a lot of coaches.
Yeah, and I'm sure Patrick Herman notices it too when he's running back there, and anybody else who might be following him. So, Coach, overall, good team win. 5-1 now, so three quarters of the season over. Donovan Trumbull next week, Thayer Central here on a Thursday the following week. So, I think you're where you want to be. You'll be back in district play next week and a big one up there next week. But I know you got to enjoy this one. But this team is really, I think you'd have to agree, just getting a little better every week. That's what you're shooting for, and you're building to the end of the season.
Yeah, and we're building that, you know, with some senior leadership and stuff. And I probably mentioned most of the seniors, and I thought about, you know, Avery Driscoll as a person.
Yeah.
You know, he's really done a nice job blocking as well, sacrificed somewhat. He had, you know, his role on the team, but he's a vocal leader out on the field on defense. He did a nice job running, and he's blocked very well from his slot back position right now. So I think that I mentioned most of the seniors, and I really wanted to just because of things that they've brought to the team with being, you know, good-spirited, good practice players, carries over into a game, and then he just adds to part of that. And as you said, momentum's building, and at this point we're excited and we're happy to be 5-1. So we do know that we'll have our hands full the next 2 weeks here.
Okay, he's been kind of banged up all year, and he was over in the second half. Lance Schmidt had a big pack around his left knee the way it looked. What's the word on him? He's been battling it all year, hasn't he?
Yeah, we don't have any idea yet. I mean, I asked his dad if they're going to go take a look tonight, and he said they'd wait till the morning just to make sure to keep ice on it and go from there. And, he's one of those guys that hates to be out.
So, oh, yeah, I'm sure.
If he can go, he'll try to go. But the good thing about it is, you know, tonight, another senior I failed to mention, Jordan Trouchhop, played right tackle tonight. And, he and Mason Furman, you know, have really accepted their roles, but Jordan was ready to step in there as a senior and a second-line player. And so, you know, we'll do our best, and we'll try to get we'll try to keep moving forward with who we have and try to coach them up. And then, you know, tonight we see Ryan Baker out here as a senior for the first time with extended action, coming back and trying to get to be, you know, near as close to 100% as he can. And so at this point, we just need to continue to work, move forward, and try to get better each week so that we can reach some end-of-the-year goals.
Just keep it fun for the guys, too. And I know they're really coming together here as a unit, and I'm sure they're having a lot of fun here, too. And that's what it's all about, and playing as best you can. And next week up at Donovan, that should be a dandy. And congrats on this one tonight. I know the kids will enjoy, but they'll get back to work come Monday.
They'll get back to work, and I want to thank, you know, for those of you listening that were at the game tonight, great crowd, great support. I know our kids love it, and we're lucky and we're blessed to have the support from the school community and then, you know, the community in general. And so we do really appreciate everyone coming out and
showing the support for the kids, and I'm sure you have to leave impressed because they give a good effort every night out.
They certainly do, and Coach, thank you for coming up. Congrats on the victory, especially to the staff and especially to the kids, and we'll talk next week. Thanks very much.
Sounds good, and thanks for all that you do. So appreciate everything and the coverage that we get, the positive coverage that we get from your station and good things we get to say about our kids after the game.
All right, thank you very much, Randy Ahrens, assistant football coach of the Saints of Sea of Blue Hawks. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll wrap things up here at Duncan Field right after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
And back here at the ESPN Superstation, just a quick look over the other games going on. Over on 1230 KHS, we have a final. Adams Central over Minden, 45-6. On the Breeze KLIQ, the Tri-City Storm are trailing 5-1 over against Sioux City. On KKPR, Donovan Trumbull wins 34-30 over Sutton. And right now on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic and Cozad have entered overtime. They are tied at 20. We'll be joining them after we wrap up here at Duncan Field.
All right, thank you very much, John, for those scores. So the Blue Hawks will be heading, Saints will be heading up to Donovan next week. Donovan Trumbull rallying there over Sutton. Boy, what a ball game that was. So that'll be a dandy up in Donovan next week. Donovan Trumbull and St. Cecilia, and that'll be pretty much for the district championship unless one of those two are upset in their final game of the season. But what a dandy that should be next Friday night, St. Cecilia, Donovan Trumbull. Tonight, though, St. Cecilia beats Southern Valley by the score of 42-0. And again, as Coach Aaron said in the post-game show, maybe closer than you might think here. St. Cecilia, again, did not get a touchdown offensively until midway through the second quarter of play, but tacked on another four after that and won this one 42-0 this evening in this football game at Duncan Field. Patrick Herman did rush for four touchdowns and 182 yards. The Blue Hawks rolled up 325 total and allowed only 105 total yards to the Southern Valley Eagles. Zach Kitten also had a 50-yard touchdown run for St. Cecilia, and Alex Sheehy, 51-yard fumble recovery. And he scampered into the end zone for the first score of the night for St. Cecilia. They win it 42-0. The Blue Hawks go to 5-1 on the air, back in district play at Donovan Trumbull next Friday night. The Southern Valley Eagles fall to 2-4 on the season. They will play Ravenna next Friday night. A reminder for you, stay tuned on our sister stations of 1230 KHAS and 98.9 Classic Hits, the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show. We'll run down all the local area and state football scores and other matters. And tomorrow on 1230 KHS, we'll have the Hastings College Broncos and their football game at Morningside in Sioux City, Iowa. 12:30 pregame, kickoff at 1:30 tomorrow on KHS. And the Nebraska Cornhuskers play their first road game of the year. The Huskers hit the road for the first time at Purdue. It's 11 o'clock Central Time start tomorrow. Pregame show on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 FM at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. 6 a.m. pregame tomorrow. Storm hockey again tomorrow night on the Breeze. And Nebraska volleyball on 1230 KHAS tomorrow night. So a lot of sports activity on our family of stations of Platte River Radio. Well, that will do it here from Duncan Field. A quiet Duncan Field on a beautiful Friday night. And the final score, St. Cecilia wins it over Southern Valley by the score of 42-0. Thanks to John Dibbern back at the radio station. I'm Blaine Bulis, and to everyone, have a great rest of the weekend.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Call 402-463-8000. High school football has been an exclusive presentation of ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Hastings.